Ronald Clinton has extremely good numbers in New York State, anyway, among the traditional base of the Democratic Party. For example, 88%, according to a recent Quinnipiac University poll, of Democrats who were interviewed said they approved of her job performance. By contrast, 71% of Democrats approved of the job that her colleague, Senator Charles Schumer, is doing. Her approval rating, 83% say that Democrats want the war in Iraq viewed as a mistake. However, if you look among black voters, 87%, 75% among Latino voters. This is in New York. By contrast, 58% of white voters say they approve of the job she's doing. Now, that's going to make re-election in New York a meatball for her. She's not going to have any trouble getting re-elected to the Senate. What does her move to the right portend for a possible 2008 race for president? Will the left wing of the party abandon Hillary Rodham Clinton? Will they turn away in disgust, and can she win anyway? This is what some of the pundits, and I think some of her advisors, are telling her, that she does need to, as her husband did when he was running for president, step away from the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. We're going to talk to you about this in the beginning of our next hour. I want to find out from you, and our number is 866-303-2270. Are you mad at Hillary? Or do you think that the positions that she's taken are betraying the progressive wing of the party? Or do you think she's doing what she has to do to survive in a political world where it seems everyone is moving toward the center? And this is happening, by the way, as Senator Rick Santorum, the conservative senator from Pennsylvania, in abandoning his support for the Dover School Board that implemented intelligent design, is getting crazy heat from conservatives, saying that conservatives have, in fact, Rick Santorum has abandoned his conservative principles. Could that be a problem for him? You see people rushing toward the center. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Are you mad at Hillary? We'll explore that with you on the telephones as we come back. We also have some more of the highlights of Air America Radio's 2005. David Bender spoke to former vice presidential candidate John Edwards. Stay with us. This is the on-ramp to Air America Mornings. My name is Mark Riley on the Air America Radio Network, 57 minutes past the hour.
Losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
AM 760.
Hi, this is Air America's Al Franken.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes.
This is Mike Malloy.
We want to say thanks to everybody who makes this community possible. The advertisers who are committed to getting their message to a thinking, reality-based...
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. It's the perfect storm for a disaster.
The wind's terrible, you know, and everything's so dry.
That woman is watching one of scores of grass fires that have scorched thousands of acres in Texas and Oklahoma. Fires have damaged or destroyed dozens of homes and killed at least one person. CBS News correspondent Jim Axelrod is in Arlington, Texas.
It is so dry here that a cigarette butt or fireworks or somebody playing with matches literally can spark a fire that spreads so fast, the next thing you know, you've lost two, three, four homes.
KWTV's Doug Warner is in Mustang, Oklahoma.
It was not uncommon to see every person with an available water hose and a water supply out with a doing what they could to wet the grounds down around their home, whether it's the rooftop, the grounds. We even had people out with just milk jugs filled up with water, just doing what they could, hoping that just the least bit of water that they could put on the ground would possibly save their home, save their structure.
A baggage handler's mistake may have damaged an Alaska Airlines plane that had to make an emergency landing last night in Seattle. Here's KIRO's Chris Phillippe.
The National Transportation Safety Board says the baggage worker may not have seen the damage. The MD-80 suffered a loss of cabin pressure just 20 minutes after it took off from SeaTac Airport Monday afternoon for Burbank, California. NTSB investigator Jim Strusaker says the crew was able to land the plane safely at SeaTac.
There was really no difficulty in the air. Once it happened, just a little surprise, and people were certainly a little concerned.
A ground inspection revealed a foot-long hole in the plane's fuselage.
Enron's former top two men are supposed to go to trial next month. Now the company's former chief accounting officer is reportedly making a deal and will testify against them. Former SEC prosecutor Chris Bebel.
They are now faced with the stark reality that Mr. Causey will not be sitting alongside them at the defendant's table and will actually be taking the stand and pointing the finger at them.
Richard Causey is expected to plead guilty to at least one of 34 counts against him this afternoon. The National Security Agency is about to take another hit over those illegal wiretaps of suspected terrorists, this time from lawyers who say they may use the tapes to help their clients. Defense Attorney Stanley Cohen says prosecutors should also be asking questions as well.
They have an independent obligation when they learn of government misconduct to bring it to the attention of the court. And to that degree, it may endanger a number of old prosecutions and convictions in a number of pending cases.
At least eight people are dead, three wounded after an Iraqi prisoner grabbed a guard's rifle and opened fire. Four of the dead are guards. A hotel fire at Disneyland. Officials say a Christmas tree caught fire in the lobby of the Grand Californian, set off the hotel sprinkler system. Hundreds of guests evacuated, but nobody was seriously hurt. Looking ahead to today's action on Wall Street, S&P futures are up 3, Dow futures up 26. This is CBS News.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have GEICO motorcycle insurance. Because GEICO covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. GEICO Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-283-33 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-FOUNDATION.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale is on now. Save up to 50% on select styles.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Oh, off to a pretty good start this morning. Just one problem working. It's westbound C-470, crash right around Broadway, but not enough people on the road right now to cause too many problems for you. I-25, 225, and 6th Avenue, all wide open. We're checking clear on I-70 and the Turnpike and around town. Things still pretty quiet on Arapahoe, Broadway, and South Boulder Road, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Seem to be moving along just fine. Now, checking out the forecast today, partly cloudy skies with highs close to 60. We're waking up to 48 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Randy Rhodes.
These are interesting times in which to live inside the United States. Really fascinating. We've become everything we despise. We have limited freedom. We have people listening to our private phone calls. We have people reading our private email. 80,000 people on the terror watch list now.
80,000!
Now, anybody can be eavesdropped upon, and you'll never know.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Randy Rhodes.
I just think that's sick.
AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by the American Jewish Committee. I'm Charles Osgood. In the city of Erbil in northern Iraq, the leaders of the two main ethnic and political factions are meeting to try to work out a government of national unity. Abdul Aziz Hakim, the head of the Shiite coalition, has traveled there. The Shiites are expected to have at least 130 of the seats in the new parliament when final results are announced within the next few days. More than the secular Shiites, the Sunni Arabs, or the two Kurdish groups Hakim is meeting with, one headed by Masoud Barzani and the other by the current Iraqi president, Jalal Talibani. He's head of the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan. But still, not enough seats for the religious Shiites to rule on their own. For that, they would need 180 seats. And Hakim is hoping to get enough Kurdish support to put pressure on the Sunni Arabs and the secular parties headed by former Prime Minister Ayad Alawi to support a coalition, or as the Iraqis like to call it, a government of national unity. The United States is hoping for a broadly based coalition in which all the major Iraqi ethnic, religious, and political groups would participate, but there's increasing violence and one thorny problem. About that, after this for the American Jewish Committee.
The following is a paid announcement.
Perhaps the greatest Jewish contribution to the world is the belief in one God. From that belief it follows that we're all one human family, whatever our perceived differences. And if we're all one human family, then we should act as such. That's why the American Jewish Committee responded immediately to Hurricane Katrina, as we did to so many other natural and man-made disasters. And that's why on the eve of this holiday season, an AJC volunteer group is going to New Orleans. We'll distribute donated funds to Christian and Jewish houses of worship and to Dillard University, the historically black faith-based school, all of which suffered extensive hurricane damage. Shortly after, younger members of AJC will be going to help in the rebuilding efforts. We believe in affirming what unites us as human beings, and we believe the true spirit of the season invites us to ask how we can help those in greater need than ourselves. Happy holidays. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
The problem in Iraq now is that many Sunnis, who ran everything under Saddam Hussein, and many of the secular groups too, are saying the religious Shiites rigged the election and they want a revote. That's not going to happen, says Farid Ayar of the Electoral Commission.
There is no revote because there is no any reason. We have our numbers. We have the results, which is clean and pure.
The Sunnis, who did vote in the December 15th election, are also at the heart of the insurgency. The current violence is seen by some as an effort to maximize their bargaining position. The new discovery of a mass grave in Karbala, a holy Shiite city dating from Saddam's regime, does not help the Sunni bargaining position. All now hangs in the balance, says Dr. Ala Maki of the Iraqi Islamic Party, who had urged his fellow Sunnis to lay down their weapons and join in the vote.
The situation is very dangerous, and the coming days, you might notice what will happen.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hello?
Mama, there's tons of holiday traffic. Can you suggest an alternate route?
Oh, I better ask your father. Now, Howard!
To make your holiday travel go smoothly, you want TomTom, not Mom.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Easily move from car to car. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way.
You have reached your destination.
Now through December 31st, get a $50 rebate. Learn more at TomTom.com. TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way.
The Osgood File, December 28th, 2005.
Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. Hello to all my friends in Denver. I just heard about some colleagues of mine who I will not mention because I don't want you to run over to any of our other sister stations. But welcome, welcome, and thank you all for joining me on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Okay, this first hour, it's just us. It is just us. And so what I would like to talk to you about is this. I've been thinking a lot about this. And we had a caller yesterday who really very much, I think, set up some of the dichotomy that is going on in the Democratic Party. So they are trying to draw us out. Don't be called out. Take it easy. This is all going to be fine. We will develop a plan after the State of the Union speech. But amongst ourselves here, when they're not listening, 303-713-7600, I want to hear what you want your Democratic Party to do and what you'll settle for. What's a deal breaker for you? Yesterday we had a caller, and I was going to ask Kelly to to pull it out for you, but I'm not sure it's going to be easier to find. But I think I can remember it pretty much off the top of my head. And here it is. We need to get after those Republicans. We need to go after them every single day. We need to have a focus plan, and we need to get rid of Howard Dean because Howard Dean is not doing the job. He's not a political professional operative. She said it better than I am, but he's not a political operative. Now, I think Howard Dean has many uses. I even think he could be useful at this, but we need more political operatives behind the scenes telling him what to do, and more importantly, telling him to shut his mouth when he needs to. Because he systematically switched the focus off of Murtha onto himself yet again. And we just can't continue to have this happening to us. We cannot have someone in the Democratic Party yanking the message away. We need to have the message be clear-cut, clean, and out there. It's 303-713-7600. I want to know what you want your party to say and do. I have a guest in the second hour. We're going to be talking about the homeless. That's one of the things I want the party to do. I want them to talk about the disenfranchised, the poor, the underbelly, the Katrina people, those people that we don't want to look at, talk about, deal with. We have to, because our nation will be weaker. It will not be stronger unless all of us are doing better. It is unconscionable to allow children to go to bed hungry in the United States of America. Real simple to say. I have a 10-point plan to eradicate homelessness. See, you just do it. I'm going to work in partnerships with cities and governors and get it done. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. And be clear. And we can even have some different ideas and some room to grow. But what has to be focused is, A, we're different than them. B, we're smarter. C, we have better plans. D, we're better at fiscal responsibility. And E, we're fine with national security. Kathleen and Littleton, welcome to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and the J. Marvin Show.
Good morning, Erin. I just love it when you take over the radio station.
Thank you. I like taking it over, too.
I just would like to mention, I saw Madeleine Albright on some of the morning talk shows. And that woman is an incredible speaker. She has well thought out plans, and I would love to see her run for president.
Wow! And she also has Denver connections as well, doesn't she? Isn't she the son of the? I mean, the daughter of the professor at Denver University, right?
I'm not sure.
Corbell. Right. I can't remember his name. Corbell, was it? I don't remember. But anyway, he was an incredible professor of foreign affairs.
I know not many people have thought of her, but she is so literate and yet so kind. And I think she would blow the doors off of any candidate that the Republicans could put out there. What an experience that woman had.
Well, I don't know whether she, I still worry whether we're not too sexist of a country to have a female president. I do worry about that. I know. I wish I didn't have to. I wish it weren't true. I wish it, but it's just one of those things. And I guess what I feel is that we need to have her as a senior spokesperson, certainly, as somebody who can advise the party on foreign affairs because she understands it as well as anyone else in the Democratic Party and has a better way of communicating it, I think, than a Joe Biden, for example. So I'm with you. I think she's a resource, but don't you think the United States is still too sexist to elect a female president?
I don't know, but if they consider Hillary, who I think is a fine person, it could probably do the job, but I just don't think that the country will accept her.
No.
I'd much rather see Madeleine Albright than Hillary.
Well, I like her a lot, but, Hillary's got more name recognition and more power in the party, and more importantly in these days and times, unfortunately, fundraising capability. Although, I say quickly, I'm not that fond of Hillary Rodham Clinton running for office. I just think there's too much lightning rod, there's too much history, there's too much. I think she's a great senator from New York. I think we're going to probably have to go with the governor, but I could be wrong. That's the sensible part of me. See, that's the sensible observer of politics, practical person. In my heart, I prefer Russ Feingold. So we'll see. But I like the idea of, I like thinking out of the box like this. Madeleine Albright, we'll put her on the list and we'll consider her and invite callers to see what they think of her, too. Because, she is, you're right, very, I heard her the other day on Meet the Press, and she was amazing.
She is. But I don't want us to go sensible this time in that we thought sensible with John Kerry, and well, we know how well that turned out.
Well, but it would have been fine. He actually won the election. Don't ever forget that. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. Don't forget, I mean, Kerry really did win. Ohio, Ohio, Ohio. It's 6:16 in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. I'll be right back with you. What do we do to fix the Democratic Party? What candidates do you like? What issues matter in your bone marrow? Because this has to be bone marrow stuff. And what's a...
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Here's Progressive Talk.
Jay's taking a couple of days off. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin today. I think someone else is filling in tomorrow. I think it's one of my colleagues. Carl Jeffers. And I will hopefully be back another time. I enjoy filling in Denver, and welcome, and thank you all for joining me. We're talking about how to fix the Democratic Party, what to do, how are we going to make this better? 303-713-7600 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We would love to, I'd love to talk to you. A caller just suggested Madeleine Albright would be a good candidate for president. Who appeals to you, and what values do, and what is a deal breaker? Kathy in Denver, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hi. This is in conjunction with what you're discussing, but I'm not quite sure that what I'm saying is really about fixing the Democratic Party. What concerns me more than anything with these elections is their ability to steal a state. And every election now is a moving target. And how are we prepared for the next election, and what state is it going to be? Where is the paper trail? What are they doing to fix the election itself?
All very good questions, and I want better answers out of them, because one of the reasons why I was, and I like John Kerry, okay, I was supportive of him, but I have to say, one of the things that disappointed me was they said, oh, we have lawyers, we have it checked out, we have it covered, and they didn't. I mean, you read this heartbreaking new books out about the election in Ohio, and there are four different ones that are out lately, and it's just, you know, it's enraging, because you read them and you go, why didn't they understand that Karl Rove was making sure that there were, I mean, he did things, simple things, like making sure there were no voting machines in certain precincts that really needed them. So,
and no one's addressing this.
I know.
I sit and I listen to all these people and all these pundits talking about it and how to fix the Democrats and a better candidate and all that kind of stuff. And it's not, that is irrelevant if they are out there doing all this stuff behind the scenes and we're just totally oblivious to it. No one's addressing it.
Actually, that's not necessarily true. The problem with election reform is that it's a bunch of fiefdoms, is that every single precinct has its own bailiwick and own person in charge. And, you know, these people have come up through the ranks in the parties for a long time. They don't want to give up their power. But in some ways, I think we need a national election system. That's the first way to start fixing it, I think, forever. But in terms of the meantime, I think we need to use states such as California as models. They're basically looking at ES&S and Diebold and the rest of them and saying, fix this or we're yanking them out of here and voting by paper. And I think it's going to take that kind of gumption, saying, you know, fix it or you're out. We're getting another kind of machine or we're going back to paper ballots. And I think one thing that people can do, voters can do, is if you have a methodology in your neighborhood of voting by mail or having a paper ballot or asking for a physical proof of some time, we have to start a national movement. There are several good websites. If you Google voting reform, there's Black Box Voting. There's one in my email that will take me probably way too long to scroll down to at this point in time. But I will try to look for it, Kathy, and read it out over the air. But Election Integrity, I think it's called. But you need to go out and try and do some of this yourself, which is annoying. But on the other hand, call up your party and say, what are you doing to fix election and make sure that our votes are counted next time? This is serious. Write letters to the editor. Just keep the issue out in the public. Because that will make, if the public keeps crying out about it, then the news will pick it up, and then they'll put heat on the parties. Do you see what I'm saying?
Do you feel that there is anyone in the party that is addressing this? Wasn't President Carter on some sort of an election reform committee, and didn't they make recommendations?
They did, and some of them weren't funded well enough, and some of them, see, the reality, if we want to really have election reform, the best thing to do would be to make sure that Karl Rove goes down for outing Valerie Plame, as he should.
That might come to fruition pretty
soon.
Yes,
it may. And that may help us a lot. Actually, it's called Election Integrity News, and it's votetrueusa.org. Votetrustusa.org.
Okay, thanks.
So that's a new one that is going out there. There are different ones. It's an open letter to election assistance commissions. We got to send letters. We've got to get information out. Here, California Secretary of State refuses to recertify Diebold voting machines. Letter reveals that ES&S was threatened with decertification. New Mexico, voters seek order barring purchase of Sequoia Edge. North Carolina, Diebold pulls out but offers their assistance in changing the law. Oregon to have voter database soon. So there are things happening. But you see, again, it's scattered, so we're not necessarily aware of it.
And it's certainly not getting reported in the news, in the mainstream
news. No, but which is why you have to do things like subscribe to Election Integrity News.
Well, thank you so much.
Sure, you're most welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Thank you. No, really, this is it. This is really literally, we have to go back to grassroots. We have to take it back, and we have to make sure that Diebold and ESNS and all the other big voting machine companies are called to account and told that our states will decertify them. And see, these are million-dollar contracts. These are huge amounts of money. And unfortunately, only if you threaten them with taking their livelihood will they likely respond, which is why if big states, and they're Democratic states, thank goodness, like California and New York, because they're huge, they have a lot of money, and they have a lot of clout. So those are the states we need to take the lead on this, because they have the most power and punch in terms of taking care of ordering election reform. Walter in Boulder, welcome. Hey, Walter.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
First off, how are you?
Yeah. I'm well.
Madeleine Albright can't run. She's born in Prague.
You know what? I should have known that.
Yeah.
That's right.
But she's pretty awesome, but she just can't, unless they allow, you know.
Well, I keep looking at Deborah Granholm, who is, like, trying to protect Toyota to Michigan. What a woman.
Wait, I don't know who that is.
Deborah Granholm is the governor of Michigan, but she was born in Canada.
Oh.
She's smart. She's telegenic. She's got a nice quality about her that makes you want to, you know, sort of have lunch with her if you're a woman and play golf with her if you're a guy. You know what I mean? She's just cool.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I wish she were a U.S. citizen. You know, I'd almost take Arnold in if we got Deborah Granholm in the process.
Well, you could change that law because no way Arnold's ever going to win. I mean, he's completely committed.
Never. He's done. No, he's faked.
He's over.
He doesn't know it yet, but he's finished.
I think he knows it.
I think he kind of does. Maybe. I don't know. If he doesn't, Warren Beatty's going to make sure he does. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of exciting.
You know,
I like the idea of him.
I think Warren Beatty might be a cool leader of the party.
He could be.
He's
I don't know. You mentioned
liberal.
Feingold. I'm not sure who's going to actually run, but it's been just unfortunate last couple of elections. I mean, it has to be a blowout. You can't just have it be close enough to allow it to be stolen. You know, it was like as soon as Gore picked Lieberman, I was like, uh-oh, you know. And then Kerry, I mean, I had to support him, but as far as the best candidate, no way.
Well, who was the best candidate?
I like Clark.
Clark?
No, hands down, my favorite one going in was Richard Clark, just because of the whole military aspect
West
and all
Clark.
That stuff. Or Wesley
West.
Clark, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Wesley Clark was good, but see, he had no party connections. And the reality is, you really have to, have a combination of things. You have to have the party money, the party clout, the party, you know, you have to have the organizers and the grassroots. And the grassroots was passionate about Howard Dean. That's who they like.
They were, but were you? I mean,
no.
I figured when he imploded, that wasn't too shocking. And I don't like him running the
still have
either.
People writing me really mad at me because I didn't go full bore for Dean.
I didn't either.
You know, but I didn't think he could be president of the United States.
There's
I
no
still
way you could
don't.
Look at him just right now trying to run the party. He just keeps putting his foot in his mouth still.
Oh, God.
Everybody I mean, I would rather have, who is the guy? James Carville. Why can't we get that guy running the party again?
Yeah,
you know?
I got to have a mouth. I want the mouth from the South. You
exactly.
know? And I want a really...
That's the guy that could get it done.
No, I want somebody who's feisty, and I want somebody who fights back, but fights back cleverly.
Right.
Puts it back on their ground. What he does is he accepts the premise of their question, which you never do. You just don't. There was even a section of it on the West Wing the other night. It's like, don't accept the premise of their questions because they stack them. So you look at it, you rephrase it in your own words, or you don't answer them or say, I don't accept the premise of your question, and you move on and you keep your mouth shut unless you have a more clever way that will not get in the way of what the party needs to do right then. And that skill he has not mastered.
Well, what is Carville doing anyway? I mean, the last thing I heard from him is he made what's that idiot that about the whole Valerie Plame outing retire when he walked off the set of CNN?
Oh, you mean my mother calls him fried egg eyes, which is really bad. Robert Novak.
So what is John Stewart call him? He calls him the most evil things, which is just great because Novak is just the worst.
I know one of the fun parts of end of the year stories is you get to watch that clip over and over again of hearing him say, "This is BS. I'm walking off."
I'm out of here,
you know he's going to work at Fox.
Well, with that, that's obviously his home. That's where he should be.
Of course, it's where his heart is. He can join the other blowhards.
But what happened to Carville is the point.
Carville
if you could make that blowhard retire just by one question, just by, like, you know, blam. I mean, Carville is the man.
He is the man. He is very good. He's making boatloads of money in consulting.
Yeah.
That's what he does. He makes
boatloads. Well, he had that weird case research. Did you ever see that? Where they were doing, him and his weird wife were doing that.
Yeah, the show with George Clooney. On K Street, yeah.
And it was only like a half season or something. It was kind of cool, but
Cool, but it was very weird. There was something kind of sketchy about it.
Yeah, and then it just disappeared. So it's a little too real, maybe. Other than there were only Republicans that can work in that town right now. So unrealistic.
Very sad. But that's going to change, I think. We'll see.
Well, yeah, it's got to.
Thanks, Walter. I'm Aaron Hart. Filling in for Jay Marvin, and thank you all for joining me. Standing by in AM 760's Boulder's Progressive Talk, and traffic is Bailey.
Well, thanks, Aaron. We are off to a good start this morning. Westbound C-470. Have a crash working at Broadway, and then I-25, 225, and 6th Avenue. They are wide open. Looks like lots of people still enjoying some time off for the holiday. Also, check it clear on I-70 and the Turnpike, and around town, things are quiet on Arapahoe, Broadway, and South Boulder Road. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 moving along just fine now. Check out the forecast. Expect partly cloudy skies today. Highs close to 60. We're at 48 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Call 1-800-SA-TRUCK and donate clothing, furniture, and appliances today. The Salvation Army, doing the most good.
Call it One Hot Property.
Move your business to a better neighborhood. Visit networksolutions.com and go farther.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
We have to be up this early. We might as well talk, right? 303-713-7600. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 7. Some good news coming down the pike. Here's what we do. We run on several key issues, and one of them is national security is first. True national security. And you use words like true national security, which means interdicting international criminals, drying up the source of terrorist fund money, which they're not doing well enough, reconfiguring our intelligence so that they work together and get the grades from F to A, you know, get the 9/11 Commission grades from F to A. Talk in quick sound bites. No more elective wars for no good reason. Stabilize Iraq and move on. Encourage democracy, not impose on the barrel of a gun. You see, we need to have a worldwide initiative to eliminate world hunger and poverty in order to strengthen an educational effort so that racial and religious bigotry does not thrive. See, you just do those things. You just say flat out what you're for. That you're for tolerance, that you're for ecumenism, that you are for pluralism, that you like the idea of a world that gets along, that you do not want to lie down with dictators so that you can get fleas. You know, I mean, you look at it and say, we want reform in Saudi Arabia and we want it now. If we put more pressure on Saudi Arabia instead of kowtowing to them and ignoring the fact that Al-Qaeda is busy getting a toehold there more and more because they will not reform. Tell them, days when you have top-down rule and no jobs for your people are done. Get it fixed. More democracy. Use the UAE and other Dubai and other countries as your models, but get busy. Start now. And with Iraq, just say, look, have a massive summit. Let Madeleine Albright run it. If she's from Prague and she can run it, yes, indeedy, she should go for it. And with Richard Holbrooke, and get our strengths. Get the people to get them down at the table. And because now what's happening is the Iraqi Shia and the Iraqi Kurds are going to busy make deals and cut off the Sunni yet again, and they're still going to join the insurgency, and there will likely be a civil war. You call that stabilization and democracy in the Middle East? That's craziness. You sit on Iran and you say, look, you can't have international trade and nuclear weapons. Which one do you want? You can try this conservative smashing the people thing for a little longer. They're getting restive. They don't like you very much. They don't, we'll grant you, they don't like us very much, but they really don't like you very much. So which would you rather do? And you don't say this out loud. Maybe you do behind the scenes. But you use the full faith and credit of the United States, if we still have any left, after becoming impotent with our efforts in Iraq. Which were, you know, if you're going to have a war, then do it. They didn't. They tried a half-assed war. And the half-assed war got us in more danger and more hot water. It's 303-713-7600. That's 303-713-7600. So you look at it and you say, okay, we're going to bring ethics back in to our government. Therefore, we will now say that K Street lobbyists will not run Washington and set up a huge package of reform on just how much they can influence. I would propose a law to outlaw corporations as persons. Now, we may have to wait on some of those things because the corporations are going to hate that. But reality, corporations as persons means that they get to raise buku amounts of money to try to influence our elections. We do not want that. MoveOn.org should be on the same footing as an Enron. We should not have to go up against major powers like that and with their hands in the till and pocketbooks. The other thing is I want an initiative by the Democratic Party that emulates the one in South Dakota. That means that we subsidize the candidacy of regular people. What do I mean by that? We have too many millionaires in Congress. We have too many millionaires in the Senate. We have too many millionaires in the House. We need to get more regular folks. We need to get back to the days, okay, we never really had the days where we had proportional representation, because if that were true, 52% of the people running this country would be women. But be that as it may, we want to have more equity in our representation. We want family farmers in Congress. We want people who have grown up without in Congress. We want people who have worked for a living and a paycheck in Congress. No more dividend trust fund babies running our country. I don't mind if they take a piece, but I don't think they have the kind of gumption and the sense and the sensibility that we need to run this country. We really do need to have more equitable representation. Now, what do they do in South Dakota? And I want to get to Larry and Greeley. What do they do in South Dakota? They subsidize the candidacy so people like teachers can run for office. Because they don't have a lot of money, they can't necessarily raise money on their own, so they pay the teacher's salary. Pretty easy, 40, 50, 60 grand, pay a salary, and then you can, and then help them raise money. Good idea. More regular people involved in government. Larry and Greeley, welcome and good morning, and welcome to the J. Marvin Show.
Hi. Yeah, you know, it's kind of nice to turn on the radio and hear a doll on Jay's.
Thanks. I think more dolls should be working all over radio, but me included and me first. But go ahead.
I think you're right. Subject. The 1990.
Pardon?
1991 war, the Gulf.
Yes.
And I'm very. Party.
Are you on a cell phone? Because you seem to be cutting out a little.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Could you talk more into your mouthpiece? Because I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
There we go. How's that?
That's much better. Thank you.
Okay. I'm very sure that what would unify the Democratic Party would to buck up is the 1991 veterans and the coalition for being silent over the Iraqgate scandals. And I'm sure you understand because
I do.
The idea of I've tried to call up Republican stations, and they just freak out, get scared, and hang up.
Well, depleted uranium is a huge issue, and they're only starting to connect it with Gulf War syndrome. And we've got this is this generation's Agent Orange, and there's more depleted uranium in Iraq right now. I mean, this is going to be our legacy, and we need to start talking frankly about it, get down to the bottom of the science about it. Talk about how we're going to help people end any kind of special deals for Halliburton's and, You know, you really want to appear, you want to repair our standing in the world, say, good, U.S. corporations will not have a slice of Iraq anymore. We're backing out. We're taking away the gravy terrain. We are going to free ourselves of being invested here and see what that does. I mean, that's a bold statement, and maybe it won't be done because of the need to have some sort of toehold in there. But it's a good idea. I think you're right. I think we ought to pay attention to Gulf War veterans. Absolutely.
But we have to realize there was Saddam did use chemical weapons. There were sarin. There was.
No, I know there was sarin, and I know there were all those things, and that's a good point too. And I'll try to address that coming back, Larry and Greeley. I'm sorry, your phone's all right. Hold you over. Thank you so much for calling. Call again on a clearer line. That'd be great. It's 6:42. Jay Marvin's show. I'm filling in on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Here's the number. I'd love.
Northwest Parkway, your quickest route to the airport, shopping, Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. Check out NWPKY.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to LaptopCoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at MaxNights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 U College from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Thanks for joining me at 6:45 in the morning. I'm fired up. I don't know about you, but I want to clear out the mess in the Democratic Party and get us back on financial footing that makes sense, represents the people. I want regular candidates. I want a sane and intelligent reform package, and I want environmental protections back in place. That's another thing we could really hammer them on. 303-713-7600, Mike in Denver. And I think you're going to bring up another area that we could hammer them on. Go ahead.
Yeah, Aaron?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well.
Hey, I hope we hammer these SOBs on this spying on America. I have actually been a victim of it, and I really don't want to go into the details of it. But I tell you, when your privacy has been violated, I can't even tell you how it feels. It's I get involved in political stuff, and I think these guys they're so corrupt. I think they went in. I know they got involved in the Kerry campaign as far as spying on him.
He thinks so too. Apparently,
I have no doubt.
Yeah.
That they will do anything that pleases their agenda and their cause, and they'll just, you know, and they get away with it.
I don't understand it. It is so. What it is it's unconscionable. That, and I don't understand why some people are still going, "Well, but they're terrorists, and we got to spy on them." Yes, with targeted warrants, so that you can track them. You know who's going to bring down the Bush administration? Just maybe. It's going to be the JAG lawyers. It's going to be the people who are on the front lines of trying to defend the rights of the people in Guantanamo and Jose Padilla and others. I know he pronounces it Padilla. I would not. I would say Padilla. I just need to say that quickly. But these defense lawyers who are going to challenge the spy efforts, they are also defense lawyers in some parts of the country, biggest terrorism cases. They're going after bringing legal challenges to determine whether the NSA used illegal wiretaps against several dozen Muslim men tied to Al-Qaeda.
Oh, you could
if
be sure.
If those get thrown out, I mean, why would you do this? Now, the legal challenges are going to be in Florida, Ohio, Oregon, and Virginia. This is according to this morning's New York Times and the two reporters, one of whom sat on this story for a year. I don't want that to happen anymore either. The press has to go back to having a watchdog service against the presidency of the United States. And I mean that with a sense of the loyal opposition. I don't mean to just go a hack job. I mean we need people to safeguard our values and our truth. Well, because these guys lie through their faces every time they speak.
If it wasn't for you guys, I really don't know. You know, if I hadn't found Air America, I don't know what I would have done. Because,
well,
nobody's speaking the truth. And it's
we
like,
have to have things like Air America. I mean, when Reagan eliminated the Fairness Doctrine, I know that a lot of people were happy. I just think we need to have progressive voices out there. We're more than half the population. You know, it's like people act like, well, it's not commercial. It's not this nonsense. You know, we buy soap, we do the dishes, we drive cars. What the heck are they talking about?
Well,
you know, and that's another way we can send them messages and send them clout. Say that you like this programming, that you want more women on the air, that you want a dollar or two on the radio, that you want to have progressive voices heard. Because unless we make it commercially viable, they won't necessarily listen.
Well, all I know is they're arrogant and they're out of control and they do whatever they want to do. This
administration, and so far with impunity, and that's the part we have to change. We cannot let them get away with this.
I just think it goes to the highest levels.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, that's where it starts. So, I don't know. I just hope somebody's head rolls. When you go through this yourself, you're a victim of this.
It's got to be awful, and I would draw you out, but you don't want to talk about it. So, all right.
trust me, it's going on.
Okay. Well, I assume it. Thank you very much. I don't put anything in an email, by the way, that I don't want to read 10 years later. Russ in a cell phone. Welcome to News Radio 710 Cairo. Good morning, and thank you for joining the Jay Marvin Show.
Yeah. Hi. Hey, you got a little problem there with your having the average person run for office. How are you going to get it to the two rich boys from Massachusetts, the Ketchup King and the drunken murderer, out of office?
You know, nice one. Do you have anything?
Just answer my...
No, what are you talking... You know, you're an idiot. Okay, are you going to get the felon, the frisked out of office, the guy who's insider trading? You know, you just need to hammer back on the catch of King. He earned money on his own. He was a U.S. veteran who was noble service, who was vilified by idiot cowards who spread calumny and lies about him. So you go ahead and use terminology like that. And Ted Kennedy may have made mistakes, but since then he has performed honorably and well in the U.S. Senate and will have legislation lasting long after anything you've probably done. So, you know, if that's the kind of tactic that you need to in order to fight me back on how I want to change the Democratic Party, hooray, because we're already halfway on our way to winning. Because with opposition like that, as mean-spirited and stupid as that, we're going to be walking to the polls to run your asses over. Did you hang up? Oh, no, don't cut him off. Don't ever cut him off. Please let somebody like that come back at me. That's just wrong, Russ. And if you want to call back, you can. It was the board op who, it was back at the studio that they cut you off. I would never cut you off. You want to use terminology like that? Come back at me. Because here's what I will invite you to do. Talk about the issues. Talk about the NSA spying on us. Talk about the mess in Iraq. Talk about the Enron scandal. Talk about the detriment to our environment. Talk about what has happened to the United States of America and our prestige overseas. Talk about what's happening to our national security. And, you know, I know, Kelly, we haven't worked together before so much. So, Kelly Parr, just know that when I have a right-wing conservative on the line that cares to step up and debate, I'm always happy to do that. Happy and pleased to do that. Never cut you off. Never. You won't find me hanging up on your ass, ever. You call me back. Because what I will do is say, is this the character of your argument? Is this the quality of your involvement in politics that you have to say the catch-up king and the drunken murderer in order to fight back at great ideas of how to run for office? What do you think of my idea to subsidize regular folk candidates? Would you like to run? You see, I will come back at you with some reasonable debate. You just want to call names and run away. Well, I won't call you running away because you didn't run away, in all fairness. But many of you call up, drive by, hit, and run away. Don't do that. Stand and deliver. This is the United States of America, and here we have debates. If you're afraid, are you afraid to talk to me? It's 303-713-7600. I invite anybody who's on Russ's team, please step up. I'm happy to talk to you, because we need to get to the bottom of what this is about. I do want more people, diversity in office, absolutely. But do I begrudge John Kerry, who has done long and noble service, and by the way, long before he married a billionaire, who, by the way, it was a right-wing Republican, it was a Republican's money she inherited? What kind of nonsense is that argument? It's just so sad. Call me up and say, I think the NSA should be spying on us. Call up and say, I think it's okay that we torture. Hooray for us. We're really improving our standing in the world. Wow, howdy. This is why people, genuine Medal of Honor winners like John McCain, want to say, oh, no, forget it. You know, torture's bad. Or Lindsey Graham, former JAG lawyer. I'll use your team against you and back in double time. Because I can. Because it's about the right thing to do. Not about drive-by hitting. I'm sick and tired of that kind of quality of argument. I don't mind a little rough and tumble nastiness. Who in Highlands Ranch? I'm sorry, I can't. Don in Highlands Ranch. Welcome to news. Welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
I'm fine, Don. How are you?
I'm great. You know, and I just love hearing people like that come on the radio because they're so stupid and their argument is so baseless that if this keeps up with people like that, in 2006, we're going to take back Congress, and then we can start impeaching this lunatic that's running the White House.
Exactly. Well, and that's why I wanted him to stay with his argument, because obviously he's all riled up and he just wants to hit and be mean. But maybe he has a good idea or two in his head, or maybe he can come back and explain to me why national security spying is a great idea, or why working without a warrant is wonderful in a country where we have a constitution. I mean... Go ahead.
The problem with people like this guy and they're in the right wing is they get all their news from Fox, and those guys are on there to serve themselves and make a buck.
Sure.
And there's no balance, you know, fair and balanced. That's a joke when you look at Fox. And they have to blare it on their TV so often just to try and make people convinced that it's real. But
of course
people
it's
like
true.
This guy, you know, have no argument. They can't back up their argument. When they're confronted with the facts, that's all they can do is get mean and nasty, just like You know, just like a kid on the playground, you know. That's what these guys are like. And we just got to keep hammering them and out these guys out and get the country back.
Well, and I'm hammering them with facts. I'm not going into personalities. I'm not calling George Bush names this morning. I'm talking about the Democratic Party and what we need to do, which is terrifying to them, come to think of it. Because if we get our act organized and we hit them on every issue we can hit them on, they will fall apart.
Exactly. You know, Aaron, I run a business in Denver here. I put all my life savings into this business. I mortgaged my house to the hilt to run this business. I have a product and a service that I provide. And my customer is the middle class. And the middle class's buying power is shrinking. And that's not good for a businessman like me. And as soon as people start figuring it out and start waking up, that's when we can start getting this country back, because the middle class is getting decimated.
Yeah, it certainly is, and the middle class has to rise up and take it back. Absolutely. Thank you so much for your call, Russ. I appreciate it. I mean, sorry, Don in Highlands Ranch. Harry in Boulder, welcome, and thank you for joining us on news on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, young lady.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm well.
Great, great. Glad to hear it. Well, as one from the far right, I wanted to call, and, you know, it's kind of funny because we share many concerns about the future of our country.
These days we do.
I would like to differentiate between the true right and the neocon elite, who is part of the globalist elite, who has declared war against the United States and our Constitution. Personally, I believe we do not have an administration in D.C. We have a criminal cabal that needs to be ran out of town, impeached, and face criminal prosecutions for their violations. This is a nation of laws, and we need to respect the Constitution that the Founding Fathers have written.
Well, and habeas corpus and the rule
absolutely,
of law and
absolutely.
All of those things that will, I think, be better armor against the war on terror. I don't want the terrorists to go scot-free. Certainly, I want us to interdict them and stop them. But by violating the law ourselves, we lose any moral high ground we had.
Absolutely. And this supposed global war on terror. How can we have a global war on terror and a Homeland Security Department that doesn't secure our homeland? It's insane.
Very good questions, all of them, and thank you so much for some reasonable comments from the far right. I'm very happy to have them. Jess in Evergreen, I want you to stick with it.
735-6907, 800-735-6907.
AM 760.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy.
Your progressive station.
KKCN, Fortin, Denver,
Boulder. CBS News, I'm Peter King. Wildfires in Texas and Oklahoma.
This is bad. Our whole neighborhood just went up in flames.
Thousands of acres have burned, dozens of homes either damaged or destroyed. At least one person is dead. KTVT reporter Joel Thomas is in Arlington.
We've seen fires that have engulfed, in just a matter of seconds, mobile homes and just completely destroyed them. There is no stopping it. Once the wind gets these flames, moves it into a house, the house is destroyed in just a matter of minutes.
The video has been played around the world. New Orleans police officers shooting and killing a man they said tried to attack them with a knife. The city's top cop, Warren Riley, moments ago said it's hard to judge an officer when you're not there.
This was not only a 3-inch knife, it was a hunting knife. Mr. Hayes is a very, very large man. So he had the ability to inflict great bodily harm.
The three officers are off the street as the investigation continues. Promises unkept. That's the verdict from lawmakers watching over the Homeland Security Department. Let's go live to Washington. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
House Democrats on the Homeland Security Committee say the department has failed to meet 33 of its own protection goals. The report finds shortcomings on port, border, and industrial security, and delays in sharing information with state and local governments. This review is based on administration policy since 2002. The Homeland Security Department says its work is based on current threats. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In flight Friday aboard an Alaska Airlines jet, passenger Jeremy Herman says it happened shortly shortly after the plane took off from Seattle to Burbank.
A loud bang and then a rapid decompression. It was extremely loud.
A 12-by-6-inch hole had opened up in the fuselage, the NTSB says. It likely came from a crease caused by a collision with some baggage equipment before takeoff, something a ground crew member failed to report. The plane made a safe landing. Nobody was hurt. TSA plans to train airport screeners to sniff out possible terrorists by talking to them in line. CBS News security expert Randy Larson.
We know the sort of physical features to watch for in someone like this. You can imagine someone is not the most relaxed person in the world when they're walking with the bomb that they're about to detonate and kill themselves.
USA Today reports the technique's already being used in several major airports and may be added to 40 more next year. Enron's former chief accounting officer has reportedly agreed to a plea deal in exchange for testimony against the company's top two former executives. Trial's supposed to begin next month for founder Kenneth Lay and former CEO Jeffrey Skilling, but the wheels of justice aren't turning fast enough for this former Enron employee.
Why is it taking so long? And I'm still out all of my money. And seeing a man go to jail doesn't put money back in my pocket.
Looking ahead to today's action on Wall Street, S&P futures are up 2.5, Dow futures up 22, NASDAQ futures up 3. This is CBS News.
Check this out.
What's this?
It's Boniva. Boniva is the only once-monthly prescription treatment for postmenopausal osteoporosis, clinically proven to build and maintain bone density with just one tablet a month.
Once a month? Oh, wow, that's great. I didn't know you could take just one tablet a month for anything.
With Boniva, you can. You should not take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or cannot sit or stand for at least 60 minutes. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you experience difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. The right thing to treat your osteoporosis, including diet, exercise, and taking calcium and vitamin D. Ask your doctor today about once-monthly Boniva. See our ad in Cooking Monthly Boniva. There's only one.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, the good news, crews have cleared this crash westbound C-470 near Broadway, so now we are stall and accident-free on the highways, actually pushing top speeds on I-25. If you're coming out of the Thornton North Glen area, headed into downtown and through T-Rex, I-70, check and clear from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora, 225 and 6th Avenue, moving along just fine. And around town, things look good on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, South Boulder Road, moving along fine. And checking the forecast, partly cloudy skies today, highs close to 60. We're already at 48 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, the real story, 24-7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again,
at first, get a $50 mail-in rebate on TomTom Go. Learn more at TomTom.com. Happy holidays.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. This is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. And yesterday I read a story in the papers, I think it was the Denver Post, about a new program by the Denver Commission for the Homeless. It'll be done in conjunction with the mayor's office. There'll be a big meeting in early January. And so I asked Kelly Parr, and he stepped right up to the plate to call Director Deborah Ortega of the Denver Commission for the Homeless about a new mentoring program that will be in action. At least it looked new to me, and I wanted to hear more about it because I know Seattle, like Denver, is trying to eliminate homelessness in 10 years. So welcome, good morning, and welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, Deborah.
Good morning, Erin. Welcome back to Colorado.
Thanks. I'm really glad, actually. So now what is happening with this program? It's about mentoring, which means what, you adopt a family?
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 U Collets from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Asking the faith community through different congregations to step forward and basically provide the financial assistance to help get people into housing and by mentoring the family that they're assisting for 6 months. And we believe that we can get at least 100 congregations a year and over the next 10 years serve 1,000 families through just this particular program.
Wow. That is great. So, in other words, this will help. And what does mentoring entail? What does it mean in terms of that?
Well, it basically asks members of the congregation to meet with the family for 6 months with a minimum commitment of once a month. And, you know, just provide some guidance to the families. And let them know that there's somebody there that really cares and is committed to helping get them back on their feet.
Sort of like a big brother or big sister program, but for a family.
Basically, in a similar way.
Well, you know, I have an aunt who worked in poverty for a long time in Colorado. Her name's Betty Proctor. And she...
You know Betty?
I figured you might. She's pretty well known around your circles,
oh,
I think.
You bet.
I admire and respect her so much. And one of the things that she told me that really opened my eyes was she said poverty is such a, and homelessness and all those things are like a five-prong issue, that you really need to get people help on a legal level, an educational level, you know, sort of take them by the hand and show them all sorts of different skills and help in order to get them back on their feet. You know, that they need child care, that they need maybe help through the maze of
housing,
public service.
Support services.
Yeah. And, because I don't know about you, but I wasn't brought up learning how to balance a checkbook. I mean, I had to sort of teach myself all those skills. And so I wouldn't necessarily expect somebody who's grown up, surrounded by poverty to know those skills either.
Well, in the sense of just
negotiating some of life's mechanisms.
Right. If I could just add that part of the mentoring includes some training that is provided by the Denver Rescue Mission. Again, they've been doing this for many, many years, and their success is that families who go through the mentoring component have an 80% success rate of remaining in their home, in a stable situation and not falling back into a situation of homelessness. And it's because of that success that we wanted to essentially look towards that model that we want to replicate.
That sounds great. Now, practically speaking, what kind of piece will this take care of? And how many homeless are there now in Colorado, basically, or in Denver area?
Well, in the Denver metro area, it's about 9,000. In the Denver community, it's about 4,600. And, again, this is one facet of many different components that we're going to have in place. We've got 8 core goals that make up our 10-year plan to end homelessness, and it includes permanent and transitional housing, working with the shelter system, dealing with emergency, immediate needs of individuals. We have a prevention component, a service component that, you know, sort of complements the housing but also assists people who just may need the services. We have a public safety and outreach where outreach workers work directly with folks who are living in their cars or living on the streets or under bridges. We have an education, training, and employment section, community awareness, and a coordinated response where we're helping do some education with the public. And then we had a zoning and land use piece where we just got some changes made to the city's zoning code that makes it a little bit easier to site temporary emergency shelters.
Gotcha. So now what can the regular public do? What can the, you know, I guess the people of faith, the synagogues, the churches, mosques, they can all chip in and say, well, we'd like our denomination to help out with this. But how can people help in terms of the goals of the Denver Commission for the Homeless?
I'm glad you asked that question. Obviously, to do all of what I just outlined is going to cost money. And we believe that in the long run, it's actually going to save the taxpayers money because there is a huge price being paid today to serve many of the people who end up in the hospital, in the detox unit, through the jail system, in our judicial system. So what we've done is we've partnered with United Way as a fiscal agent who's been helping to raise some of the funding that's needed through private donations and whatnot. So anybody who is committed to helping work towards ending homelessness, they can dial 211, which is United Way's main service number, and they can make either a financial contribution, or if there's somebody that wants to commit their time to volunteer with the many service providers that we're partnering with, they can get hooked up based on whatever population they're wanting to serve.
Gotcha. Well, that seems excellent. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is, how do we prevent it as a society? How do we work towards not having people who are homeless anymore?
Well, it's, again, this multifaceted approach that I just outlined, but it's also encouraging people not to give to folks who are panhandling, but rather to give those contributions to United Way, who's working directly with all the service providers who are working towards helping us end homelessness. They're providing direct needed services to the individuals who are homeless.
Thanks so much, Deborah Ortega, Director of the Denver Commission for the Homeless. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Thank you, Erin.
Thank you. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. See, now there's stuff we can do, and we can reach out, and you can contribute to United Way, donate your services, your time. I try to give my time when I don't have enough money, and I think it really makes you feel better as a person if you're actually doing something. I'm not trying to paint myself as a saint, because certainly I'm not. But on the other hand, you know, if you can give in back to your community, it really does help. And Betty is and is such an inspiration. I'm very glad to. She is my aunt. It's 303-713-7600. It's AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'm Erin Hart, filling in, and I would love to talk to you about, we were talking about before the hour on how to fix the Democratic Party, and I want to re-invite anybody who's on the left or the right to give a call and brainstorm on how we get our country back. And if you're on the right and you're upset by what's going on by the Bush administration, hey, I'm here for you. I may not be here on all of your issues, but I'm certainly here for you. It's 303-713-7600. I know Justin Evergreen, you were on the line before. I don't know whether you're still there. Probably not. But if you'd like to call back, now's the time. And I think we don't have any more guests today, so it's really going to be just us. And I'll be talking about a wide range of topics of interest to the progressives in this country. So I want you to join me. And if I don't bring anything up that you're interested in or something that I missed, something that you're terrifically passionate about, be welcomed at 303-713-7600. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Once again, that number, 303-713-70.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rate supply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will.
Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
And trust me, there's nobody that agrees with you more. The program for helping the homeless, while I think that's I truly think that's a worthy cause, I'll be the first to admit I feel more than a little uncomfortable in that it's going to be religious groups assisting and probably playing a major role in that. Because, I'm sorry, I look at the right, and I look at the conservative, the neocons, and they just, and the religious right, and I put most religions in that category.
I probably should have asked her a question about that, to think of it. But go ahead.
And I look at that, and I see, I can already see where that's coming. They're going to say, hey, women don't have a right to choose because that is a religious belief. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the people, I'm a little embarrassed when people say this country was founded on Christianity. I don't think it was. And I really think that we need to go back and rewrite these history books and get rid of Christianity, get rid of religion. But don't you think that should be done long term?
One of the reasons why I did not maybe jump on this is because I'm involved in a faith-based group here, just so that you know. It's called Faith Forward, and it's a group of progressives. And I'm not very particularly religious myself, although I have been finding a faith as I've been going through this. And nobody forced me to, okay? Just let me state that clearly. I've been thinking about it for a number of years. But I think one of the things, Joe, that the reason why I didn't pick up on it right away, and I'm pretty sensitive to separation of church and state, is because they're already doing a lot, the churches and synagogues. Up here in Seattle, for example, there are homeless staying indoors thanks to the fact that a synagogue and churches open their doors and let them stay there. They don't proselytize. They give them a warm place to sleep, and they give them something to eat. And I understand what you're talking about, but, our state capabilities have been so eroded by all the different tensions that are on it, from Medicare to Medicaid to all kinds of educational endeavors that we need to be involved in. And most states, because the federal government has been busy dumping a lot of responsibilities on municipalities and states, they don't have as much money as they used to devote to these resources. But you're right. Maybe I should just get her back on the line. If we could maybe try to call her, Kelly, and I can ask her that question, because I'd like to hear how she responds to those separation of church and state issues. Because I've been inured to it yet again, and I don't mean to excuse myself, but because they're already taking up the slack, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, and I think this is an opportunity for us progressives to step up to the plate and take over for these churches. I think we need to, I truly believe that we need to minimize the impact of religion in this country if we want to move forward.
I think that's going to be a very popular point of view, practically speaking, in a country where 85% at least claim to go to church and synagogue a lot.
Yeah, but
and mosque.
But again, we need to start making those steps. We are not going to be able to develop a progressive society as long as people cling to religion. We need to marginalize that. And you're right; it's not going to be a popular stand, and it's going to be very difficult. But in order for, in my opinion, for progressives to move their agenda forward, we need to marginalize religion.
Well, I agree that we should go back to some of the principles of the Enlightenment, but I'm not so sure I want to write my, because I know the good works that religions does, particularly progressives in religion. I'm not so familiar. The right wing, I agree with you. I don't want anybody to take away a woman's right to choose or anything else. And I would be stone cold surprised unless they have some sort of mechanism to protect the separation of church and state. But I'll definitely try to get her back to ask that question. And thank you, Joe, in Denver. I appreciate your thoughts.
Sure.
Okay, let's go to the second Joe in Denver. Thank you for joining us. Welcome. Oh, we do have Deborah back. Okay, Joe, I'm going to ask you to hold 1 second while I ask Deborah Ortega that important question. Deborah, thank you so much for coming back on.
Sure.
Because I'm very familiar with the work up here that churches do and synagogues do to take in the homeless, I didn't necessarily think to ask you a question about what about issues of separation of church and state, you know? Are we going to get into any sticky situations? Joe in Denver just called with a question such as, hey, what if a woman wants to have an abortion or have the right to choose? What's going to happen when they start trying to proselytize? What's going to, you know, so are there mechanisms in place to protect the homeless families from, you know what I'm saying, what mechanisms are in place to protect the separation of church and state?
You know, basically we're not housing people in any of the places of faith. What we're asking the congregations to do is to step forward and provide financial assistance and to provide mentoring. And again, there's training provided, and the mentoring is assisting people with financial literacy, you know, things along those lines that are going to help that family be successful.
Practical life skills.
Absolutely. And we believe that this problem is going to take all segments of the Denver community to step forward and help solve this. And we believe the faith community is one of the many players that will assist us in doing that job.
What if an atheist group wanted to come forward and help out? I'm not trying to be absurdist here, but maybe, you know, maybe the Society of Secular Humanists might want to take in a homeless family.
Let me tell you, we have some folks from the real estate industry who have indicated that they want to adopt families. And again, it's providing the financial assistance that is covering the cost of the first month's rent and the deposit that's assisting that family getting back on their feet. This program, again, is just for seniors and families. We've got other programs that work with other segments of the homeless population. But
I was going to say, us single people occupy quite a bit of the population now. So,
well, and that raises a different point.
Yes,
most other cities are solely focused on their chronic homeless, and the Denver community is working to address homelessness for both families, which is the fastest-growing segment of people who find themselves in a homeless situation.
I did not know.
As well as the chronic homeless individuals. So, you know, our efforts are working towards ending homelessness as we know it in the Denver community. And it also involves work that we're doing with many of our neighboring counties who are working towards ending this problem as well.
And I would be pretty confident that most churches and any other entities who are involved, mainly churches because they're more into proselytization, I guess, but it would be, they would know not to try to indoctrinate people, right? I mean, I'm sure they would share their faith if they were asked, but they wouldn't necessarily be doing that, correct?
We're focusing this structure on ensuring that we're going to be successful keeping those families in housing, and it's with the financial assistance and the life skills mentoring that is being provided by the members of the congregation. You know, they may want to invite the families to join their church, but that's going
to
be a family choice. It's not something that's going to be imposed on the family.
No, and I think, look, up here in Seattle where I live now, it's like they have, they're without churches and synagogues taking up some of the slack housing the homeless, there would be many more people out on the street.
Absolutely.
So, you know, the reality is I think this has to be a public, private, and social and religious component. I think everybody has to get involved, and the more people in the army of helping, the better off we are, right?
We agree, and that's why we're engaging all segments of our community to assist us.
Thank you. I just wanted to address Joe's question. You are very gracious to come back
sure.
on. I really appreciate it, Deborah Ortega, and I will look forward to being back in Denver the second week in January. If I run into you, I'll be pleased as punch. I'm Aaron Hart. This is News Radio 710 Cairo. Do we have Joe still on the line? The second Joe? I guess not. Okay. I would like to re-invite you to call. Look, it's 303-713-7600. You know, I am very strict in terms of separation of church and state, but I'm also very realistic. If churches and synagogues and real estate companies can contribute in order to help end homelessness in Denver, I say so be it. If some problems arise, we'll address it then. You know, I understand, and I do target my dollars in terms of more secular groups, perhaps, but that's just me. What do you think? It's 303-713-7600. I think, too, I like Joe. I understand Joe's passion. And I understand Joe's passion for, say, the Enlightenment and the principles of the Enlightenment, many of which our founding fathers based their ideals on. But on the other hand, I also think that in a country, one of the reasons why so many people go to church and to synagogue and to mosque in our country is because we have a First Amendment. So, I say, you know, but that means you don't prohibit religion from existing in society as well. So, it's 729. I'd love to hear your thoughts. How to fix the Democratic Party and the homeless and all of these different issues. What should we target? What should be our focus? And how do we get our country back? It's 303-713-7600. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And now it's time to check in with traffic and Bailey. Hey, Bailey.
Hey, Aaron. We are stalling accident-free on the highways right now, pushing top speeds on I-25 coming out of the Thornton North Glen area right into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 check and clear between Wheat Ridge and Aurora in both directions. 225 Turnpike also trouble-free this morning. And around town, things on Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, Belmont, and South Boulder Road, Foothills Parkway, and the Diagonal moved along just fine. So is Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden. Now on to the forecast.
Days, no reservations or coupons needed, and it's only $5 a day. Call 303-DIA-PARK or visit flydenver.com for more information.
Innovative and informed. I'm Reverend Dr. Larry Grimm, leading multicultural worship, 10:30 each Sunday. I'll see you there, 37th and Federal.
This is Ed Schultz, wishing you a very happy holiday season from all of us at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
As we slouch toward New Year's, I'm for innovation and change. I'm going to be taking some time off and coming to our great state of Colorado, and I'm really happy to be. I'm going to come home to visit my family. Hello, family, if you're awake. I bet my nephews are asleep. But anyway, I'm really glad to be. I'm going to visit my nephews. It's going to be so much fun. And I'm really excited to be back. Please let the warm weather last, okay? That's all I ask. Just a little warm weather. Every time I show up, it snows 8 feet. Can you tell snow is not my favorite season? It's 303-713-7600, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I think it ought to stay in the mountains where it belongs. 733 Dejo in Denver. Thank you for joining us on AM 760, well, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm pretty fired up.
Good. So in response to the last caller, I was the first black city planner here in Denver 30 years ago. And the problem was the churches to start with. The Jews and the Catholics couldn't tear down this city fast enough. They caused the problem. It was financed by the Protestant mafia known as the bankers. And destroyed downtown Denver.
Well, unsubstantiated charges like that, sir.
Pardon?
I'm not going to.
Well, I'm telling you the truth. I was there.
The truth is you say it, and that's nice. But calling things like the Protestant mafia and saying the Catholics and Jews tore down Denver, I don't think serves any great purpose.
Well, you look at Arari.
You know, I'm just not going to listen to that kind of nonsense. I mean, I have lived in Colorado all my life as far as I, you know, developers do tear down cities. That's the way it goes. And you know what? I don't miss a lot of what Larimer used to be, and I'm glad that some of it was torn down. Auraria is now a lovely campus, and maybe you remember what it looks like. I mostly remember Auraria, but, you know, I'm not going to get into a discussion over what happened 30 years ago and we need to worry about today. Laverne on a cell phone. Welcome to News Radio. To AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'm a trained SEAL, dang it.
You made me wait for that nutcase. Anyway.
Hey, I don't know. I have no control over who's calling in.
Oh, God. Anyway, I just saw a funny bumper sticker that said condoms are easier to change than diapers.
Whoa!
I like that bumper sticker. Anyway,
I'd probably run off the road laughing.
I know. I sort of understood what the first Joe was saying. Being an agnostic myself, or I'm not really an atheist because I have my belief system. But anyway, so I worry about people who aren't involved in a church getting help. But beyond that, for the Democratic Party, I worry about the voting boxes. I mean, come on. We have got to get control of, we've got to get people out of it. And what is it, ESS?
ESS, the one in Omaha. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got to get those people out of it because Stalin was right. It's not who votes, it's who counts the votes.
It is who counts the votes, as we well learned. I mean, Karl Rove had everything down in Ohio to a science. He made sure that there were no voting machines. I mean, and in this way, ESS and Diebold didn't have to do with a lot of what happened in Ohio. What he did was he moved the voting machines literally out of the heaviest populated area of the cities, read black and Democratic, and moved them out to the white suburbs, read, you know, white and Republican, you know, loosely, because obviously it wasn't quite that cut and dried. But on the other hand,
basically the way it is.
Yeah, well, and he did it, you know, and they also did it by purging the rolls and doing all of that other stuff. Here's what we have to do. And the problem is a lot of this is because they control the state and local governments in some ways. So we have to go after having Democratic representation and secretaries of states, or to depoliticize elections.
Right.
And get retired judges and other people who don't have necessarily a vested interest in one side or the other, but only in integrity of voting. And we have to have them on the front. We have to have agnostics, if you will, out watching our vote. I am for voting with crayon and counting it by hand if that's what we have to do to get our elections back.
I agree.
I don't care. I don't want, you know, I'm going to be a Luddy on this one. I do not want modernization and mechanization if it is going to cause us problems.
Exactly.
I don't.
I agree.
I think it will be much, much better if we go back to crayons and paper. But
that's been my big worry, is that, you know, we've got our head all up about this thing that, oh, yeah, we can win this because we watch everything that they're doing. And yet when it comes to actually voting and counting the votes, we're screwed.
Well, here's the thing, though. I'm not so sure we are. I said to an earlier caller in the last hour, there is a new group called VoteTrustUSA.org, and they have all kinds of news from the front, if you will, national, Pennsylvania. They have, and one of the things that's happening is California is really sitting on these guys. California, they wrote him a letter. ESNS was threatened with decertification. They are now going after, the Secretary of State is refusing to recertify Diebold machines for now. So if the biggest states in the union, such as California and New York, among others, go after these guys and refuse to certify them or reject them, Missouri, intense last-minute drama, St. Louis County rejects Diebold. So what's happening is the grassroots is starting to get off. Diebold quits North Carolina. Is this really about Microsoft? I'm just reading you some of the headlines. Mm-hmm. Oregon is going to have a voter database soon. You know, here in Washington, we're debating all mail voting by mail because it seems to be working fairly well in Oregon. So, you know, and there you have a paper trail. You have votes. You know what I mean? So and you have a receipt for your vote. So I think that if we can get some mechanisms in place, the problem is that it's very higgledy-piggledy. Every state, every county virtually has its own little voting system. And I would, if I were president of the United States, I'd probably be dictatorial and say, we're going to nationalize elections. But since I can't rule the world, tempting though it may be, I would say to everyone, get involved in your local arena and sit on them until you make sure that you feel like your vote is integral.
All right. Well, you take care. Thanks. Have a great day.
You bet. Thank you for letting me rail about that. It's 303-713-7600. Sometimes early in the morning, my brain crosses wires. Mary in Aurora, welcome, and thank you, and welcome to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, Mary.
I'm calling because of the last the issue of funneling funds into private religious organizations as opposed to the social services. I work for social services, and I can't tell you the amount of damage that's being done We are trained and are professionals. A lot of us have master's degrees in these areas, and there's a lot of federal accountability towards our program to be sure that funds are funneled fairly and appropriately, and that people are treated fairly across the board. And there's so many laws that are being enacted now that people don't understand. The new Budget Reconciliation Act funnels funds away from social services and into private organizations for things like marriage counseling.
Yes.
And that's doing a great disservice to the people. I talk to people all day long who are in survival mode, and they are families who are in survival mode, and the funds are being reduced. And so I just have to ask your callers to be aware and to watch for this. They're also being funneled away from child support enforcement, which is so vital to our nation because, you know, we have to, yeah, and we have to make sure that people, you know, the people who should be held accountable for these children are the parents instead of the state, but that those funds are being funneled away from that by the federal government.
But if they take advantage and they use this money to help 139 families or whatever it is, I mean, is that really that big of a dent? I mean, I'm not trying to be contentious. I'm just asking.
Oh, no. I think that they're I don't mean to downplay the part that so many really good religious organizations do, because we need them to be on top of and in addition to social services, but not to funnel funds away from social services because, you know, with religious organizations, there's no accountability. We have federal audits. We have to be so careful about what we do and how we treat people. And the federal auditors watch everything that we do. Mm-hmm. But there's no accountability for the funds that are being taken away, that are used. And they are being, our budgets are being reduced, slashed. I just can't even tell you how slashed they are. And we can't serve the people now, and they're taking more and more funds away and funneling them away.
I gotcha. And I understand, you know, but I, one of the best ways to, I understand what you're saying, and I am empathetic, believe me, because I believe that the state has a responsibility to community care. I do. And I'm worried about Medicaid, you know, and Medicare and all those things. I mean, I have an elderly mother, so I am very concerned about, you know, what we are doing for people who need help. So I'm very glad that you called and raised attention to these issues. And, you know, everybody who pays their taxes should be aware. You pay for people like Mary. And thank you, Mary.
Oh, you're welcome. And, you know, it's very fulfilling. The people, I just have to tell you, the people in those jobs aren't there because, you know, we're making a lot of money. We're there because we're committed to helping society. And so let's support people who do that.
And I am appreciative of it, and I'm now glad if I become a taxpayer. Well, actually, I am paying taxes in Colorado, I guess, sometimes. So I would say I'm very glad my tax dollars are going to you.
Well, it's our federal funds.
Federal funds. Well, okay, then my dollars are going to you then. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, you're
okay.
Right. It is a federally funded program. You're absolutely right. And that's in
right.
part because of George Bush, too. So remember, when you're voting, this also has to do with it. Now, I am tending to plug my ears and sing with this one because I think we need help on all levels, but you may feel differently, and you're welcome to share your concerns at 1-303-713-7600. But I don't want Mary not to be out on the front lines of this. So we have let's not have competing interests, let's have joint interests. It's 743 on AM, 7-6
in clouds today with highs close to 60. It's 48 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, the year 2005.
Who was Deep Throat?
Paul II died.
What was the noble cause that my son died for?
No evidence of bird flu in the United States.
Thank you, Mrs. Parks.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Thank you, Deborah Ortega, for providing the information that they do not and do not endorse at the Denver Commission for the Homeless. They do not endorse and they are not taking funds away from social services. Deborah Ortega wanted to make that clear. They are not about that. They certainly support social services. And again, I'm interpreting because I didn't talk to her personally, but via Kelly, that's what she seemed to be saying. So I can't imagine that would happen. You see, part of the problem is that everybody's competing for the same dollars. But on the other hand, you want to make sure that when you start a new program, this sounds like it's encouraging the grassroots to get involved, which in addition we're going to need help with, I think. I mean, I think it's going to take a community-wide effort to resolve homelessness, and I'm not sure we can get it done in 10 years, but that's the skeptic talk show host part of me. I'm rooting for Deborah Ortega, the Denver Commission on the Homeless, and for social workers like Mary, because I know from experience they are doing the toughest work in society. In my mind, they are as valuable. I'm sorry, when you say it when I'm talking, I really can't hear you, so just wait until I finish, and then we go. I know Longmont's waiting, but I don't know who. The thing is, when you talk about ending homelessness and doing this, what you have to do, What you absolutely have to do is you have to bear in mind that social workers and Debbie Ortega's, the social workers like Mary, in my mind, are as key as firefighters and cops. They are like on the front lines of society to help our society improve itself, become more secure, become more stable. Because without our people, look at New Orleans. Look at all those people that were left destitute and hopeless on top. We don't want that happening in our country. We are not a third world country. We are not going to allow that kind of situation ever to be created again if we can possibly help it. We cannot let the least of us suffer. Just period. To me, that is a mandatory. And all of you who are more into, well, let everybody drag themselves up by their bootstraps, you and I both know that isn't necessarily possible. And you and I both know that just like we need roads and highways, we need the arteries of kindness and compassion running through our bodies, politic as well. Okay? Okay. All right, now who's calling? Bob in Longmont. Great. Bob in Longmont. Sorry. Kelly's trying to give me my calls through my ear, so sometimes when I'm ranting, Kelly, I just can't hear you. Bob in Longmont, welcome, and thank you for joining us. I hope your name is Bob.
Yeah.
Is it? Hey. Okay, good.
Good morning. I'm on a cell phone, so I don't know how good the connection is. I just want to tell you that there's some good news out there on the voting front. If you go to a website called verifiedvoting.org, you'll see that 25 states have adopted some sort of legislation to make sure that when you go in the voting booth, you see a recorded paper trail that you verify before you leave the booth. And Colorado has also is counted as one of the states that have adopted that sort of legislation. The only problem is ours goes into effect in 2010, which is still a ways off, probably because replacing voting machines costs money. So I just thought I'd let you know that. I'm glad to hear you on the radio. Like what you're doing, and I think you ought to have your own show.
That's great. Thank you. I do up here, and I want more, and I want a full-time job. So that sounds great. I appreciate it. Jerry Bell is the program director of this station. If you want to let him know that you liked what you heard, please do. I'd be happy about that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. I'm really happy to have all of you along. I'm really, I would love to hear your thoughts on how do we help society? How do we get better? And voting projects, all of this information, there are grassroots efforts starting, and they are having an effect, as Bob and Longmont report. And so the good news is that while it may seem because it's all in different areas and that it's you know, not enough, it is having an effect. It really, really, really is. And these companies that are producing these machines are having to go back and figure out how, just like an ATM machine, they can give us a receipt of our vote. Wow, what a concept. And I don't want to see us pressing any buttons for John Kerry and seeing George Bush's name pop up either, which also happened in Ohio. It's 1-303-713-7600. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I would love to talk to you about some of, you know, we haven't talked a lot about the NSA yet today. These front page of the New York Times today indicates defense lawyers plan to challenge spy efforts. Terrorism cases are at issue. The questions on legality and disclosure for wiretaps without warrants. Now, it may not sound like the scariest thing on the block. Oh, so what? They were spying on Al-Qaeda. Who cares? We should care. They'll come for you next or the time after that. And it seems almost impossible to me, in a way, that we are discussing the same kinds of issues that came up under Richard Nixon. You would think that we would never have to go back here again. The government spying on you is one of the scariest things that can happen. If you don't just trust me, talk show host Erin Hart. Trust Frank Church, senator of Idaho, who 30 years ago, in 1975, I was reminded by reading various articles over the weekend, spoke out loud and clear the ramifications of what will happen to us if the NSA starts deciding to turn on us and spy on us. Which is why I think, you know who I'm grateful to, too? I'm grateful to government employees at the CIA, who participated with Robert Greenwald on that fine documentary that he did about the war in Iraq, and how many intelligence agents were saying, this is a bad idea. We should not be doing this. This is wrong. We can't do this. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to know. I want to know about NSA agents who are so worried and so concerned that they phoned up James Risen and Eric Litblau a year ago and said, look, this is bad. They are asking us to spy on our own citizens, and we're snagging all these calls from all over. Everybody and their mother who calls overseas is getting ensnared in this trap. We're not getting any warrants. We're not getting any backup. We're afraid we're breaking the law. And then the New York Times sits on it, and they don't dare to explain to us. I mean, I love the New York Times. I want to love the New York Times. I need a paper that I feel like is on my side. You know, I love the Denver Post. I kind of like the Rocky Mountain News. I just really want to feel like there are print people who are on our sides and television reporters who will be more than just pretty talking heads and go after these stories. I want the truth. I want defense lawyers. As little you may think of them sometimes when they defend criminals, just remember, these are the guys who are holding our Constitution in their hot little hands and going forward and saying, thou shalt not spy on people without warrants. And if it takes, see, here's what the ramifications of this are. This won't help the war on terror. It'll get cases against Al-Qaeda thrown out of court. That's why these rules are so important, and why when you break them, there absolutely has to be consequences. We can't just roll over and play dead and say, oh, you know, it's fine. Just cheat a little bit. It's okay. I mean, you can understand why George W. Bush would believe that's okay. The guy's been breaking the rules his whole life. He's been skimming and mimming and getting away with stuff all of his life. This is why electing a man who did not have any national security experience, who did not have any foreign affairs experience, so that he would have to rely on henchmen such as Dick Cheney, a plague on his house, and Donald Rumsfeld equal, to come up with the kind of Machiavellian project for a new American century nonsense that they've been fantasizing about when they were out of government and out of power. I want us to have a better country now. Bill on a cell phone. Welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a thought. Those soldiers that abused those prisoners over there in Iraq, they said they were doing it on orders of their superiors. And the courts and the law said that isn't a good enough reason, and they prosecuted them. What's to stop us, the country, from prosecuting these communications companies that took orders from Bush or Cheney or whoever to eavesdrop on us? That isn't a good enough reason because your boss told you to do it. If you know it's illegal, it's illegal.
That's a very good point. I mean, and what about all the telephone companies and the internet companies who are allowing the government to use, you know, because now apparently
right.
Our cell phones carry something that allows them to monitor us whenever they want.
Yeah, and just because somebody tells you to do it, don't make it right, don't make it legal. If you know it's wrong, then you're violating the law if you go ahead and do it. I don't care if the President of the United States tells you to do it.
You can't just say I was just following orders.
That don't work. It didn't work for the soldiers over in Iraq. It shouldn't work for my Bell or whoever's doing the eavesdropping here. It shouldn't.
Very good point. I think that's a great point. And I would think of suing them and prosecuting them if you can't get it done criminally. I think you raise a very good point.
I invite anyone to obey the law.
Yeah, and I invite any lawyers to tell us about what might be some problems with that, if there are any. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. This is why, see, we got to stand up. We have a lot of common sense in this country. That is me slapping my hand, by the way. We have a lot of I gesticulate. People who know me are laughing because they know what I look like when I'm on air. 7:58, I'm Aaron Hart. We'll be right back with more Hot Talk here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, who's taking some holiday time off.
The giant MedVet Autoplex.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. It's the video seen round the world. New Orleans cops shooting and killing a man with a knife.
We're not proud of the incident, but we're certainly happy that we're not burying a police officer this week.
Police Superintendent Warren Riley says officers fired as a last resort.
Those officers, I assure you, in this incident, did not want to harm Mr. Hayes. and it was not done until one of the officers' life was in danger.
Relatives say Anthony Hayes was schizophrenic. At least three people videotaped the officers' confrontation along with the nine shots they fired. Three cops are off the street while the investigation continues. Scores of wildfires are burning across parts of Oklahoma and Texas.
I'm devastated. When are we going to leave our grandkids?
That woman's in Arlington, Texas, and KRLD reporter B.J. Austin is nearby in Kennedale.
The winds died down overnight, but they're picking up again, and that has firefighters extremely worried. They know that there will be hot spots and new grass fires to contend with. On Joplin Road in Kennedale, three homes lie in ruins, still smoldering, with some flames erupting every now and then.
The fires have destroyed at least 50 homes and killed one person. Enron's former top two men are supposed to go to trial next month. Now the company's former chief accounting officer is reportedly making a deal to testify against them. Former SEC prosecutor Chris Bevel.
They are now faced with the stark reality that Mr. Causey will not be sitting alongside them at the defendant's table and will actually be taking the stand and pointing the finger at them.
Richard Causey is expected to plead guilty to at least one of 34 counts this afternoon. The TSA says a little more conversation may help them catch a few more would-be terrorists. The agency plans to infiltrate more security lines for casual chats with passengers to identify potential attackers.
We're looking for individuals who might exhibit behaviors indicative of stress, fear, or deception.
TSA's George Nakera says the program's in some major airports now and will expand to about 40 more next year. At least 8 people are killed after an Iraqi prisoner opens fire.
An inmate at a Baghdad prison has assaulted a guard, stolen his gun, and opened fire on fellow prisoners. The incident happened at a justice prison facility in Kazemir in northern Baghdad, and a number of guards and inmates are among the dead, with many more injured. The man was eventually subdued and restrained by staff within the prison. Pete Gow, CBS News, Baghdad.
Milwaukee police want more witnesses to a beating that left a 50-year-old man near death.
We're still investigating. We're still trying to put all the pieces together. What we'd really like to do is find someone that knows something, maybe saw this happening and ran away out of fear.
Milwaukee PD's Ann Schwartz says as many as 15 young people were seen pulling the man from a car, then beating and kicking him. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 40 points, while the NASDAQ is up 4. This is CBS News.
My name's Joanne, and it's my fifth day with Prilis Echo TC. I used to have friends over on Sundays to watch football, until frequent heartburn came and spoiled the party. But with Prilis Echo TC, I can't wait till this Sunday. I'm ready to ice down the sodas and fire up the grill. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. It's possible with Prilis Echo TC. It's day 5 for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at Starbright Children's Foundation.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale is on now. Save up to 50% on select styles.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are still on accident free on the highways right now. Pushing top speeds on the north end of town, coming out of Thornton North Glen, right into downtown through T-Rex. Looks real good. Had an earlier pallet northbound I-25 near 6th Avenue. That's now out of the way. I-70 in great shape between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. 225 and the Turnpike, they're trouble-free. And things are looking good around town on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, South Boulder Road. Also moving along just fine. Checking the forecast, going to see a mix of sun and clouds today with highs close to 60. We're at 48 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, the real story, 24/7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because 3-442-4344. That's 303-442-4344. Or log on to boulderado.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I was just remembering I came into the studio one time and there was this kind of scruffy guy sitting here And he was doing a show in San Francisco, and I said, oh, who are you? Thinking, you know, well, he goes, oh, I'm just the board op. And I went, okay, and I believed him. And then I realized, oh, my God, that's Dave Matthews. that was my brush with fame. It's like, ah! I just let a guy named Dave Matthews tell me he was really just a board op. It's 1-877-710-5.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
You know, things are looking up. And the economy's grown by 4%. Looky here, last quarter, 4%. There are more jobs, maybe only a few, but there are a couple. And forget that a million people have dropped out looking for work because there aren't any jobs, but, you know, whatever. This is why I like Governor Debbie Granholm of Michigan so much, because she just looked at, you know, the crumbling U.S. infrastructure of the auto industry and went, you know what? You guys are laying people off. I'm going down to Toyota. and I'm going to bring them up here. Now, can you imagine 10 years ago that would have been heresy? But they have jobs. They're building good cars with CAFE standards that appeal more to American consumers. Why? Because they get more gas mileage. I hate to say it, but sometimes they also build better cars. You know, so I wish we built better cars. I'd be happy to buy a car that got a lot of gas mileage or a hybrid. We aren't making any. So I think one of the things that we need to think about in terms of reforming our party and reforming our country is getting real about our economy. Because despite the fact that the stock market, I just heard, is up a little bit today, does anybody really believe that we're in a lasting growth? And I read an article over the weekend about, I think it was in the Post also, that the housing bubble, there's a professor in town who says, oh, no, the housing bubble is a myth. There's not really a housing bubble. It will recover. I mean, anybody who went through the downturn in the 80s gets a little fearful. And I have a sister who's a realtor, and she doesn't seem fearful these days. But it just seems to me that we have to think about what is really going on. Because if they're going to eliminate our pensions, if they're going to slash and dash Social Security, guess what? You and I may be facing dining a la carte on cat food. Now, I don't know about you. I'm more of a dog person than a cat person. But I don't want to eat kibble. Thanks so much. Not interested. Even though it's probably got more protein than some things I eat. But on the other hand, it just makes no sense to me that at a time when the baby boom generation is aging, we're not talking about some of these reforms, ideas in place to help self-generate. Why are we pillaging the Social Security surplus? Why are we doing this for a war? I don't get it. We are going to have to, look, reinvest it, get a return interest, take back some of the loans that we're giving to the Chinese so that we have a more solid economy. Get Robert Rubin back in the Treasury Department, please, quick, before they totally decimate us. It seems to me that it's just going to take one or two ill winds, and we're going to be, I don't think we're feeling the full effect of Katrina yet. There are people living in tents. You haven't had enough quarters go by with no tax revenue coming into New Orleans. They're starting to feel the pinch and to suffer because they can project their revenues. But that hasn't spread out to the country yet because we haven't been asked to throw in more dough yet because they haven't spent it. And all of these unfunded mandates and all this money that they're throwing hither and yon at bridges that go nowhere in Alaska to ridiculous boondoggle projects, fill in the blank. We have to start calling our government into accountability. And the people, as it turns out, who were the best at balancing the budget and making sure we had fiscal sanity are Democrats. Go figure. So when they hurl at you in your face that, oh, you're not good enough on national security, you're not good enough, say, you know what, that's a myth you guys perpetrate, because the reality is Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Harry Truman didn't slack off on the job, and we aren't either. And even though Jack Kennedy probably made a mistake into going more deeply into Vietnam, as did LBJ, our record on massive efforts to save our country from the ill winds of fascism and communism are much better than yours. Go away. See, don't let them do that to you. Don't let them start. Don't let them say, "Oh, you're soft on Social Security. You're soft on national security." No, we're not. We bleed as red. We're as patriotic. And as a matter of fact, you're making more Democrats every day in Iraq. Thanks. They're coming home to run for office with and without their limbs. Be cruel. Be up in their face. But be factual. Be factual. Be funny. Say, you know what? The reality is you guys really have no clue. We had ideas that sustained us for 60 years. I agree we need to renew them, but we're on our way. I have confidence in our brains. We're the people who set up the social safety nets. You're the people who blow them up. See, just keep hammering. Keep going after them. Keep looking for that window to say, okay, and how is that true? There is good news coming down the pike, too, thanks to our legal system. The number's 303-713-7600. I have two questions for you, basic and simple, and then I'm going to amplify. And again, feel free, if I'm leaving anything else that you're concerned about major, please give me a call at 303-713-7600, because I invite you. We have two more hours together, and I'd really like to hear what my great state of Colorado thinks about this. Here it is. Is the economy really better in your view? If you're a mogul or you're a man on the street, if you're a woman of substance but not too much cash, or you're an independent entrepreneur running the world kind of gal, I want to speak to you. I want to know, how is the economy as far as you're concerned? How is it doing? Is it on solid ground? Do you feel confident? How's your 401k? Mine's still not so hot. Okay, I live in tech stock land, whatever. But it's getting stronger again, and I'm not going to sit and moan. I'm going to do something about it. Now, I'm also going to fight like heck that you get to keep your pensions, and you get to keep your 401ks, and you get to keep the rights you have. I also think we need a massive reform of health insurance in this country. Because without that, again, why do you think some of the automakers are going to Canada? Because they have health care there, and they pay, I don't know, $300 an employee, as opposed to paying $5,000 here. This makes no sense. This makes no sense. I don't want to subsidize the world's drugs, thank you. I want us all to share equally, and if we're going to subsidize others, let's subsidize ours too. I don't want major. If I get to subsidize your drugs and I'm subsidizing your research, then stop badgering me with advertising. Then, you know, invest it in developing new drugs and getting the price cheaper. Don't sit and tell me all this nonsense. And don't let doctors who are getting money from drug companies recommend them. I mean, just stop this. It just makes intuitive sense. It just makes common sense. That's all I'm talking about. So is the economy, is it feeling good for you? Because I'll tell you what, my health insurance just went up again, and I keep getting less and less coverage. What is up with that? I'm an independent contractor, so therefore I pay for my own. And let me tell you something, I'm really starting to feel the pinch. So I understand what it's like to be a businesswoman looking for a better solution, a small businesswoman looking for better in my life. And I'm not looking for a handout. I'm looking for a sense that will make health care available to everyone. These boutique doctors that are paying $3,000 to $5,000 to get a doctor on call whenever they want it, how they want it, and they're paying fees on top of that, are they also collecting insurance? I want the answers to those questions. How about you? It's 303-713-7600. My first question to you is the economy treating you as well as it should? Are you feeling confident? Are you feeling secure in the United States of America, Inc.? Or you, like me, pretty worried about its infrastructure, just like our bridges and roads? 1-303-713-7600. This is 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, Colorado native and feeling pretty feisty. I would love to hear from you at 303-713-7600.
Finding love is one resolution you can keep. Get started today at Match.com with our guide, free. Visit Match.com for details.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I like this song. It's AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. I like those, you know, kicking tunes that you're playing today. Kelly Parr back in the studio. And thanks again to John Turk, who helped arrange the show, Jerry Bell, and Chris Olinger, and everybody else who helps keep me in pizza and tea. It's 1-303-713-7600, and I eat healthy things, too, by the way. John in Castle Rock, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jim, I'm sorry. Jim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm swell, Jim. How are you?
Doing real well. Hey, Listen, I came across your radio station. I'll admit openly, I'm a Republican. I love the fact that you guys are broadcasting entertainment value. You're trying to make a product here that sells to the mass media. But I got to tell you, if you're going to make comments about the economy, about defense, about this and this, and how it is that Democrats are the better candidate for the position, all I want to do is know why. Give facts behind it. Substantiate what you say. Don't just make a comment and assume that you're right. Make a comment, give me facts behind it, and illustrate your point. For instance, the economy, what you've said about the economy, is it better? How do I feel better?
Mm-hmm.
All the numbers, I'll tell you right now.
How's your earning power?
It's great. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you this right now. Look at the statistics. Look at the numbers. Look at the facts.
Okay.
What is the economy doing? What are the PE ratios doing? What are big businesses doing? What are companies doing? And the
making money hand over fist, and very little of it is trickling down to regular people. Regular people, lower middle classes, and the middle classes have lost in the deal on down the line.
Again,
the wealthiest in this country are making out like bandits. You're absolutely right.
No.
Banditry.
Explain to me.
Because you're
getting. Give me a fact.
Okay, a fact is you got most of the tax cuts. You got 95% of them. The people at the top have increased their earning ratio over the past 20 years by at least 500, if not 1,000%. The people at the bottom have gone up maybe 10%, and some of them have backslid in terms of what the real buying power of their dollars are.
So the reality on the ground is the lower 60%.
I'm telling you truth. I'm telling you facts.
No, you aren't.
Yes, I am.
Homeownership is at an all-time high. Fact.
65%. Look.
Homeownership, all-time high.
Because people are getting. Would you stop? Would you like me to address that? Here, I will.
Yeah,
how many people are getting into? Because Colorado's got a problem with this being one of the highest places in the nation with adjustable rate mortgages and interest only mortgages. And if you have either one, I would suggest you run as fast as you can and get a fixed mortgage as quickly as you can. My personal opinion and Paul Krugman's personal opinion. But if you don't think the interest rates are going to go up, you are out of your mind. China owns half of our paper. We are in massive deficit and debt. And you don't think the chickens are going to come home to roost? We got a 300 headed towards a $500 trillion war, which isn't even being counted on the books. You know, as a businessman, if you are a businessman, if you had that kind of accounting, you'd be going to jail just like the Enron executive who agreed to a plea deal today. You cannot base it on air, as you well know.
Listen to me. If you're making points with regards to Democrat versus Republican, how is it that the Republican is responsible for? Now, let me illustrate
because
this.
George,
okay, you're saying
Bush,
that the economy isn't healthy. The economy has never been this healthy. Not in 1998, not 1999.
Not true. Only for wealthy people. No, not true for regular people. No, they are losing their pensions. They are losing their 401ks. Their future looks bleaker than it ever has. Health insurance rates are going up 15% a year.
No one is losing their 401k. You're adding to hysteria.
No. Nope.
Who has lost their 401k over the last 6 years?
The people at Enron. The people at Enron.
Listen, those are individual stock positions.
And they had 401ks that were invested in their own company stock. You asked me to name one, I did. Every time you ask me something, I come up with a fact. You tell me who is benefiting most of all from these economic changes, and it is the top 2%, period.
Listen, I'm not in the top 2%. I benefited from the tax change.
Oh, I'll bet you did.
I did, and I'm not in the top 2%. I'll tell you what, you know who's benefiting from this? It's anybody who works in this economy and provides in this economy. Anyone who has a tax burden in this economy benefits from this.
That is incorrect, actually, because their earning power is less. No, when you take money out of the system and you give it back to the wealthiest, you think it's really trickling down? What do you do for a living? Are you working on a paycheck, or are you independently invested? Which one? I bet I can guess.
Go ahead, guess.
And which one's doing better in terms of your dividend returns are doing better, right? And your mortgage deductions. You know that they want to take your mortgage deduction away from you? So I hope you have your house paid off, because you know what they're going to do? They're going to go after the middle class next by taking away our tax deductions. That's what they're plotting. That's what your Republican Party
is
plotting.
That's a lie.
No, it's not. It is not a lie. No, it's not a lie.
Where is it that they're going to take away the mortgage deduction?
Tell me where. In Washington, D.C.
Where did you hear it? Where did you hear it?
I am. If you will take a breath, I will tell you. You want the facts?
No, you just want to shout.
Okay, here's the thing. The fact is, a commission sponsored by the president just came out with recommendations to cut back on the mortgage interest deductions. There are several congressmen in Congress, right-wing Republicans, who are planning to do just that because they know they can't sustain these kinds of massive tax cuts for the dividend-earning people and the wealthiest people in this country and conduct a major war without asking any sacrifice. What you are believing, my friend, is in blue smoke. And there is, you could just Google it, Look it up. I speak of factual knowledge.
Well,
they are going to attempt to take your mortgage deduction away. I'm not saying they're going to succeed necessarily, because I'm pretty sure the moderate Republicans and the Democrats will go, and stop their stupidity.
Okay, again, you're talking in absolute. There are more bills on the floor that are absolutely rejected because of their stupidity than will ever pass. If you want to bring up speculation and lies, that's
the bankruptcy bill. You think the bankruptcy bill is a good idea? Because I hope you don't have a lot of credit cards that are going to go up to 19% interest. I hope you never go bankrupt, because you won't be able to start over, my friend. They have major, and so I'm ashamed of the Democrats who voted for that travesty of a shibboleth, throwing money at the Visa and MasterCard companies.
It was appalling. For people to be able to go bankrupt.
I think it's good for people. No, I think it's good for people to be able. The hope of our country and the best of our country was that if you had problems, if you messed up, you could start over. I'm not saying you should get out of jail free, or that you should abrogate your debts or not pay them. But what they have done is this. Do you understand what the bankruptcy bill does? All it does is throw money back to the credit card companies. That's principally what it does.
Liable for the debt that they incur. It doesn't allow people to rack.
It allows them to pay on the debt over and over and over again, so that if you owe $2, you're going to end up paying $30. The reality is those kinds of plans are despicable and disgusting. And by the way, if I were a credit card company, I wouldn't be issuing a lot of people who couldn't pay for it credit cards, but they do it. Why do they do it? Because they know they can charge usury rates and get people in more debt in the first place. I'm not saying it's a great idea. I'm not saying that people don't need credit counseling. If it had been me writing that bill, I would have helped people get counseling. Get out of debt. Your debt. No. The reality is this government has grown. How could you be a Republican? How could you call yourself a Republican and be proud of these people? The conservatives, the true conservatives in this country, think George W. Bush is appalling. All he's done is grow the deficit, raise it massively, create a stupid and bad Medicare drug bill that does nothing but throw money back at the drug companies and does virtually nothing for people who really need help.
Again,
this is a mess.
You are speaking opinion and not
facts. Oh, no, sir. Facts.
You are.
More people, 80% of the people are not signing up for the Medicare drug bill. Why aren't they doing that? Because it's so confusing, so bad, and so terrible, and so pathetic that people won't even sign up for the help that they could possibly get because of the stupid donut in the middle. I am talking fact.
You're out of control.
You're not coming up with anything to specifically rebut me either, I happen to notice, and so does everybody else. All you do is try to talk over me, and believe you me, you will lose that every single time, because I can talk faster and more hard than you can, because I'm a professional. Now, look. You come back at me and address any kind of specific points I made. Specific points on how anything I said isn't true or how anything I said isn't backed up with fact. Please go right ahead.
Thank you. Number one, you mentioned people losing their 401k. That has nothing to do with the government. Number two,
Enron. Yes, it did.
Enron had nothing to do with the government.
Didn't protect them, didn't do anything to safeguard it, and they have done nothing about prosecuting, although today they cut a deal. Look out for Ken Boyle and Jeff Skillen. They're going down.
They have prosecuted the leadership at Enron.
No, they haven't.
To do with
not
the government.
Ken Lay and not Jeffrey Skillen yet. They're
Let me ask you a question. Did Enron exist during the Clinton administration?
I'm not going to play this game with you. Rebut the specific charges I made.
Something. Counter my argument.
You counter mine. I gave you chapter and verse. Fact. You've come up with nothing. And then you went to Clinton, did it. You're
here's
gone.
Clinton did it.
You're gone. Thanks. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. That kind of argument. Notice, not once. Okay, I did talk over him a lot. But not once did he come up with anything to specifically rebut me, except, no 401ks were lost. I came back, Enron lost theirs. No, yeah. See, whining. They don't know. He's the only one who benefits. He's the only one who knows, and he knows it. That's the reason they won't come back with anything specific. Did he come back on how our earning power has been reduced? No. Did he come back on how most of the benefits went to the rich? No. Did he come back on how the government's spending more money? No. Did he come back on any of those facts? No, 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 and no. Welcome to, but come back with facts and don't say Clinton did it or you're toast. That I do. If they say Clinton did it, psh, gone. 8:30, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And now it's time to check with Progressive Tarek and Bailey.
Well, thanks, Aaron. We are still on accident-free once again on the highways. No more pallets sitting in the left lane on northbound I-25 near 6th Avenue, so we are pushing top speeds in both directions of I-25 into downtown and through T-Rex, I-70, in great shape between Wheat Ridge and Aurora, 225 and the Turnpike, also smooth sailing there. And around town, things are, you know, a little busy, but not too bad on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline. South Boulder Road looks good. So does Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Now, checking out the forecast, seeing a mix of sun and clouds.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rate supply, restricted supply not available in all areas.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
That's BristolWindows.com.
Regency Windows.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
You know, I should have Press John. What in the world, buddy? How many jobs have you created? How many people do you have on your payroll now? What's trickled down to everyone else? Because, see, that's the mythology that they perpetrate, but that really isn't true. Less jobs have been created over George Bush than ever before, and for a while they were running in a deficit of millions. But now, okay, they're up to 100 grand. Oh, well, maybe a little more than that. Maybe it's about a million now, over 5 years. 22 million over eight in the Clinton administration. You know, but they have to go, Clinton did it, Clinton did it, Clinton did it, and you're just talking opinion, no facts. I give them facts. Like, for example, the upper echelons of our economy have had their incomes increased by the 1,000th percentile. Meanwhile, the people on the bottom, maybe 11%, maybe 17 over 20 years, 25, 30 years, but not the same. When it's a dollar growing to a dollar, you're hysterical. You're spreading rumors. Verizon just cut out pension benefits, and they're making money. Companies across the country are cutting out their pension benefits. Now, these are promises they made to their employees. But somehow, we can make absolute promises to the wealthiest in our country to give them golden parachutes, obscene raises, stock options, all of those things. But people who work on the line who actually create and make the products, we're going to stiff them in their old age. Why is that good business? That's what you ask them. And again, I probably talked over him a little too much because I could hear him and maybe you couldn't. I checked with Kelly. The reality is all he did is it kept coming at me. That's your opinion. You're hysterical. Typical argument, particularly against a female, it seems, that they're going to do that. And the reason that they do that is because they have no facts to counter. Now, I'm surprised. I gave him the ammunition. I admitted that the economy grew 4% last quarter. But is it true growth? Is it lasting growth? Is it sustainable growth? Because the last few times that we've had big growth in a 2 to 4% growth in a quarter, it has pretty much quickly evaporated, and it has not translated into jobs or increases in the dollar buying amount. Now, because our economy is largely supported by consumers, by people who buy things, if we stop buying things, which we did less over the holiday season, we did not show up on Boxing Day in droves at the stores, the economy is going to start going down. The other thing is that we have massive deficits, we have an imbalanced budget, we have a foreign trade deficit, we have all kinds of issues that we need to, and we have growth of the government in not sane ways. For example, the Pentagon's budget has what, gone up 451% in the Bush administration? You're telling me government isn't growing? Big article today in the New York Times again is, oops, we're going to have to change. We don't need all these big, fat weapons we were going to get. Now we need lean, mean fight machines. Does anybody trust these guys? All they do is make deals with the giant corporations who have a vested interest in helping them out. This is why we need overview. This is why we need checks and balances. This is why we need to get the corporate, corrupt Republicans, and I don't like to say Republicans, the conservatives, the neocon artists who are in charge out of office before they ruin us left and right. John on a cell phone, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, boy, that was a good round you went there. I enjoyed that. I laughed. That was
Thanks.
Funny.
Thank you. Well, if he'd come back at me with 4% growth, yeah. I might have been able to talk to him about facts, but all he kept yelling at me was it was my opinion, and I kept yelling back facts.
Hey, you know, we are losing jobs in this country. Of course, this has been a hot item, and it's going to get hotter as time goes on. Tancredo and Lou Dobbs are the only ones pushing this, and it's about American jobs leaving the country. I'm in the construction business. I see it every day. There's these guys south of the border, can't even speak English. They come up here. They work under our working rules, our safety rules. They have got absolutely nothing in their country. We've got a lot of young people in this country that are graduating from high school. There are people that can't get jobs. These are good jobs. These are jobs that cannot be exported. And I don't know why some of these parents don't want their kids to go into construction, be carpenters, laborers. Used to be that legal Americans used to be the cement finishers and the carpenters and the bricklayers. You don't see any bricklayers hardly that are, shall we say, legal Americans.
But they don't want to do the. The reality is, you have to ask yourself, do they want to do the work? And here's the problem.
Well,
I agree with you. There's a problem because people come in, and the reason why the corporate people hire them is because they can pay them less and exploit
well,
them.
Well, they're not paying them less. They're paying them union scale, a lot of these guys, and they're sending this money, $20 billion. Sure, hell yes. They're on union jobs. They're making $24, $25 an hour. Unions have to let them in because they haven't got any applicants. I mean, we need to change the
I'm not sure. Every local I know of up here has a waiting list.
Well, okay, well, we need to do something about getting these guys to work then. Because these lot of the jobs that I'm on, I see guys that can't even speak English.
And how do you wait a minute? Okay, and you're still, and again, don't get into racist stuff because I'll land on you like a cheap suit. I will. I hate Tom Tancredo's rhetoric, and he has a lot of racists supporting him. I do not like that. They're coming up here trying to do better for their families. I understand that it may be hurting you, and I don't want that to happen either. But to pick on people who are trying to seek a better life and do the same things our ancestors did strikes me as the wrong way to go about it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Here's the issues. The issues that you address are real, however, and I do not want to dismiss them because I understand that it is of concern. I think you're right. I think we have in this country begun to look down on manual labor, which I think is a critical mistake. I think it's stupid. I think that manual labor is one of my cousins who's formerly from Colorado is a master carpenter. I'm very proud of him. I think he's a genius. He is a genius with wood. He also happens to be brilliant and could be a history professor, but he chose to work with his hands. Now, I admire and respect that. I think it's wonderful. But a lot of people in this country look at their children and they want them to go into, I guess, softer jobs or whatever. Because it is backbreaking work, I will have you. I mean, you know more than I. You work there. I mean, you've got concerns like your body wears out faster because you're working harder, more physically labor-intensive jobs.
People got to go out and run and get exercise. It's not that hard.
Okay.
There's a misconception about how hard it really is.
How do you know? I want to go back and ask you a question, and I understand that. But let's go back and ask you a question. How do you know they're making union scale?
Because I'm on the jobs they're on. They're getting the wages that are prevailing for the project. Otherwise, you got a certified payroll that has to be done that way. I realize there's a lot of them out here working for small podunk guys that hire them off the street, and they take their money. They live together in houses with 10 or 15 guys in the house.
Are you a member of the union?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
So have you asked your union why they are giving jobs to people who are in this country illegally?
They come in and they apply. You know, I mean, some of them are legal and that kind of thing. But yeah,
because
but then they work for
I don't know about you, but every time I go in for a job, they ask to see my driver's license and proof of citizenship.
They work for subcontract. They come in here and they work for
subcontract.
So they're
not making union. So the reality is they're not making union scale.
Yes, they are making union scale.
I would almost
not every job, but I mean most of them are.
The ones I see are
all right.
How many?
Because I don't work on non-union jobs.
What's
I don't work
percentage?
On non-union jobs.
Okay, what's the percentage? Would you say of the workforce? How many jobs are they taking? Like if they're 100% jobs, how many are the illegal immigrants taking?
Well, you got it. That's what I'm saying. There has to be a structural change in the way we think about it, labor, what you said before.
But why are they taking? How much of a percentage are they taking up of the work?
In this industry, I don't know what the percentage are.
On your job, are there 10 of them to 100, or what is it?
Yeah, it could be that or more.
Okay. So this isn't necessarily a huge problem. The other problem is, too, is that it is because of, if you went after the people who hire them and punished them, they wouldn't be able to get away with it. But then you have to think of, do you want to pay more for your goods and services? Do you want to pay? Because that it will.
Now you start talking like a Republican.
No, I'm asking you, do you want to do that? Because that.
Yes, I would be willing. Yes, I would be willing to do that.
Then I'm fine with that. I don't necessarily feel like punishing them, however. People pick on illegal immigrants because they're at the bottom of the chain and they're the easiest ones to pick up on. Who we should be badgering is the companies who hire them. Is that's the way to interdict it and stop it the best.
Yeah,
you know, the small jobs, I don't know whether you're ever going to be able to get rid of. But
we're not going to be able to stop it by building a wall. Or, you know, they talk about a $700 billion, $3 billion, $4 billion dollar wall. That's not going to happen.
Ridiculous.
You know, it's not going to happen.
That's obscene. It's also obscene to think of us walling as ourselves in our country, too. I'm way overdue for a break, but I'm really glad for the issues you raised, and thank you. And pressure your union. Ask them why they're doing that. And if there is an apprentice program, see if you can encourage people. Go speak at high schools and encourage our workers to enlist. It's 8:45 in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. The number is 303-713-7600. By the way, I just need to say...
Northwest Parkway, your quickest route to the airport, shopping, Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. Check out nwpky.org for more information.
AM 760.
The Real Story. 27 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 40.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rate supply, restricted supply not available in all areas.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 U College from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
And coffee and tea. And me. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And you know, in terms of immigration, what I said was, and welcome to all of the world in Spanish. Because, look, I know how it feels to be a stranger in a strange land. I lived in a Latin American country for a spell. And it's just, you know, one of the things, and I could work there. It was a U.S. protectorate, but I mean, U.S. colony, so it was easier. But on the other hand, what I have to say is, the immigrants to this country pay a lot in taxes that they never necessarily collect in Social Security. They contribute to our economy mightily. And people tend to discount that and only think of things like health care costs or other costs that many times are inflated. And many times their impact is inflated as well in terms of how much. I would say probably it is safe to say in the latest figures that I have seen confirm that they put in more to our economy than they take out. But see, people like Tom Tancredo want you to believe differently because he likes flogging that issue. And, well, enough said about him. John in Wheat Ridge, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm pretty well.
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
A couple of things. I guess one that is on topic is, didn't the, you know, during the other fake war, Vietnam, the economy kind of do okay during that nonsense, too?
Well, in some ways, yes, war is good for business because they're pouring money into the military-industrial complex.
Right.
But it's government subsidization, let's not forget.
Yeah, which is kind of what this country is. It's running the fumes that we're running on now, I think.
Yeah, but see, I love the right-wingers. They say, oh, we need to free, you know, everybody doesn't need to pay government money and we're taxed to death and everything else. And apparently being taxed to death for war is okay.
Yeah. And you know, basically, it's a way of giving the money back to the rich, and
absolutely.
At least that's how I see it. But
well, and to the military-industrial complex, which, you know, presidents from Eisenhower on down have cautioned us mightily against. And the reason is because once they take hold, it's very difficult to get their jaws out of our flesh, as we're finding.
Yes. The other thing, I was from yesterday. I was listening to you, and then you got busy on another with a rabbi, and so I didn't want to call and change the subject. You were talking a little bit about the atonement that, you know, maybe Bush would be better if he'd come out and say, look, we've made some mistakes. And I just wanted to say quickly, I don't think they've made any mistakes. I think they've done exactly what they wanted to do since prior to coming into office, and including the phony wiretaps, spying. I think they're probably spying on political opponents, you know, in the 2002 election and
right.
Definitely in the last election.
I think I'm with you. I think that was deliberate. I think what I was thinking about, and maybe I didn't make it clear, is the mistakes in Iraq. Because I don't think they intended to cause havoc in Iraq.
You don't think so, huh?
No.
No?
No.
Well, that's interesting. The other thing, and I'll be real quick about, and I don't want to stir up too big of a hornet's nest with this,
no,
but
okay.
I'm really puzzled why people buy. I mean, and I know, you know, I know I'll be labeled as soon as I get off the phone, or maybe sooner. But I'm puzzled as to why the people of this country buy the story of 911 from a person. I'm reluctant to call him a man. That would send troops over to kill people that really had no problem with us whatsoever. In other words, lie us into a war. Why would people take the word of a person that would do something like that? And I guess I would like for somebody to show me information that says, that proves that 911 was other than what it was said to be. And so, you know, I've looked for it, and so far all I have are these phony Bin Laden tapes, and the world is still, oh, you know, when's he going to go get Bin Laden? Well, I don't think he cares about Bin Laden. It would surprise me if the man is alive or been alive.
You really think that they attacked our own people and blew up the World Trade Center towers and the Pentagon just to get us into war? You really believe that?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Okay. And what's your substantiation for that? Because there isn't any.
There isn't any, huh?
No.
I'm not going to name...
No credible evidence, no.
Gosh, I've read just literally hundreds of pages
on
it.
I'm sure you have, and I'm sure none of it's substantiated in fact.
I guess what I you know, and I'm not arguing, okay?
I've seen those sites. They're not substantiated. In fact, they just ramble on and on and on and raise a bunch of speculation about what happens, but I haven't seen any facts. No.
What are the facts that say that it was, and I don't want to get onto a whole
video
thing.
Videotape of airplanes flying into the building, the manifests from the state, the testimony, the pictures of the of Mohammed Atta and the others, the trails that they left behind at studying to fly, the conversations they had interdicted at the NSA probably, among others of some of the plot going on, the testimony that has been come before of terrorists talking about the camps, talking about flying planes into buildings, which the guy was in Supermax, and I can never remember his name, but he's in Supermax now in part because one of his plots was to fly a plane into the Eiffel Tower. He's the one who was interdicted for the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center. So, I really won't go that far. I just won't. And I think it's irresponsible, too, without clear and compelling evidence.
Yeah.
So I won't do it.
I see. Well, I was just curious about that because I think at the very least they set it up to let it happen, at the very least.
Okay. Well, when you have the communiques and the detailed confirmation of that, let me know.
You bet. And, when you have proof that they did it, you be sure and let me know.
We do have proof.
You bet you do. You bet. George Bush's word.
No, actually not. We have physical evidence. We have remnants of airplanes. We have fuel. We have the fact that the planes disappeared. We have the families that were left grieving of the people who flew into the plane. All of those things. So I'm not going there. It's 303-713-7600. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Joe on a cell phone. Welcome. Hi, Joe.
Hi. How are you doing, Aaron?
I'm good.
I got to tell you. Once a guy said that nobody's lost their 401k, it took me about a tenth of a second to dial your number because I'm living proof. I
gotta support my family, and I had to sell off every bit of 401k I had. And I'm a pretty young guy; I'm only 30, and had a pretty good amount saved up in the 401k, and that's
all burnt through. And you know, I work in IT, and I can tell you that. At least the economy of my personal economy and the economy of the folks that I know in this industry is not where it was. It's an utter joke
that the economy is doing any better now than it was in 1999 or 2000.
And he would say, well, it was irresponsible of you to sell off your 401k. And it's like, no, it was economically necessary.
Yeah, it was responsible from the standpoint that I had a family that I had to feed and, you know. And it's just, that blew my mind. And I don't know, I don't want to stroke your ego, but you had them on every point. I mean, from the incredible deficits that we're running up to the fact that the war isn't even on the books. It's just, his research must come from Rush Limbaugh, and that's about the extent of it. I mean, I do my research. I read all the good sites. I do read Krugman. I think he's a brilliant economist, and I think
pretty much
everything
right
he said has come true.
Mm-hmm.
And that being the case, some of the stuff that he's saying about what's coming, and like you said, when China comes in to call in those debts, we're in big trouble.
Yeah.
And it's just, that blew my mind. And it just, it didn't because I've listened to enough of the conservative talking points over my time that it didn't blow my mind too much, but I couldn't believe that.
Well, and what we have to do is, that's why you have to be sharp on the facts and to do your research, is because they will try to bamboozle you. But you know what? It was funnily enough, listening to people like Mike Rosen that made me start to think about balanced budgets, you know? And I don't like a lot of Mike Rosen's viewpoints, let me just state quickly, but he got me thinking about balanced budgets, and I came to the idea that, you know what? It's probably good to balance the federal budget. So we did, and I was happy, and then George Bush sailed in and destroyed all of it. And I think was it Cheney who said, we have, it's our turn to raid the deficit, to raid the treasury now, or something like that. And it's like,
a good job of it.
Whoa, and you're doing such a better job, dude. You know, I mean, it's like, who do they think they are? And they try to pretend that it's all fine, because they and their buddies at the country clubs and everywhere else are doing fine. And I'm not trying, look, I would be happy to be independently wealthy. I'm not going to lie to you, but do I need massive tax cuts in order to stay that way? I certainly hope not.
Yeah, there's two things that I'll say. The first one being to the neocon tax out there, and that's that as far as the jobless numbers, look it up. I mean, I think it was back in late 2002, maybe early 2003 when...
We're running out of time, dude. I'm sorry.
Okay. What they decided to do was basically take the jobless off the numbers by cutting in half the amount of time you could spend on
unemployment. I'm going to have to leave it at that because we just skated over 5 seconds. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Thanks. I think, aren't we supposed to be out? It's 5835, dude. It's 5851. All right.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
Now, some rather large declines in prices at the pump recently and job growth, and all of these have contributed quite positively to consumer confidence.
Merchants are smiling after a surge in retail sales in the week before Christmas. Industry analyst Bill Martin says the long shopping season, coupled with the late arrival of Hanukkah, and many people taking Friday off pushed the store traffic.
That created a perfect storm, and it really drove the number in this last week, and actually has the potential for many retailers of salvaging the holiday season.
Well, it's reported a deal that could be a huge boon to Enron prosecutors is on. Sources say today the fallen company's former chief financial officer, Richard Causey, will plead guilty to at least one of the dozens of charges against him. And he's agreed to testify against Enron founder Kenneth Lay and ex-CEO Jeffrey Skilling. In return, Causey will get a lighter sentence. For this former employee of the company, the big question remains...
Why is it taking so long? And I'm still out all of my money. And seeing a man go to jail doesn't put money back in my pocket.
Lay and Skilling are supposed to go on trial next month. If they aren't already, major airport screeners will soon be talking a good game. The Transportation Security Administration hopes training screeners in the fine art of casual conversation will help them identify potential terrorists. What might be the signals?
Sweatiness, trembling, excessive body movements, other indicators that he might be working or he or she may be with another person, trying to maintain some kind of eye contact with others.
George Nassara is federal security chief at Boston's Logan International Airport. Fire crews and residents in scorched sections of Oklahoma and Texas are worried that winds will kick up again today and fan a resurgence in the grass fires responsible for killing at least one person and destroying dozens of buildings. Reporter Doug Warren of CBS affiliate KWY-TV in Mustang, Oklahoma.
When you've got winds of that nature, you've got not only the smoke reaching, but you've got the flames reaching into these winds, and it's a constant battle.
New Orleans police officials say an internal investigation is underway into Monday's videotaped shooting death of a knife-wielding man. This morning, Police Superintendent Warren Riley defended the action of the 18 officers who surrounded Anthony Hayes.
This was not only a 3-inch knife, it was a hunting knife. Mr. Hayes is a very, very large man, so he had the ability to inflict great bodily harm.
Riley says Hayes had a long arrest record. The man's family says he was suffering from schizophrenia. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 9, the Nasdaq down 3. This is CBS News.
Here's to you, my friend. We're not getting older. We're getting older. The aches, the pains. Maybe you need a new mattress. With my Tempur-Pedic mattress, I don't have aches and pains anymore. I feel refreshed and energized.
You have been a bit chipper lately.
It's the bed, not the birthdays.
Want a guaranteed better night's sleep? Call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-816-2719 for a free better sleep video, a 90-day trial certificate, and a sample of the proprietary Tempur pressure relieving material. Call 1-800-816-2719 today. That's 1-800-816-2719.
Ready, everybody? Sammy, put down the rich chocolate Ovaltine hot. Okay, here comes the beep. Hi, you've reached the Connors. Beth.
Jerry.
And Samantha.
We can't get to the phone right now because...
I want to finish my Ovaltine hot. The best hot chocolate in the whole wide world.
Sammy.
It has vitamins and stuff, but I just like the taste. Yummy, creamy, chocolatey, and...
Sammy.
Ovaltine hot makes my belly feel...
More Ovaltine, please.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale is on now. Save up to 50% on select styles.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Real easy drive on the highways right now. Still and accident-free. Lots of people off enjoying their holiday vacations. We are pushing top speeds on I-25. If you're coming out of the Thornton North Glen area, right into downtown and through T-Rex, I-70, check and clear from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora, 225 Turnpike, Riso is 6th Avenue. If you're coming in from Lakewood and around town, wide open on Foothills Parkway, Rathbone, Broadway, the Diagonal on Highway 93. Moving along just fine. On to the
800-MY-HONDA. That's right. Call 1-800-MY-HONDA today for the best deal on a new or used Honda. 1-800-MY-HONDA.
CU Hoops on AM 760. Boulder's progressive talk.
Ball behind the back, gives up a pass away. Elevates and slams it down with two hands.
Hi, this is Mark Johnson. The University of Colorado basketball team goes for its eighth straight victory, hosting Dartmouth on New Year's Eve Day at the Coors Event Center. Charles Johnson and I hit the air at 12:30 with Buffalo Stampede, followed by the tip-off at 1.
The proud home of University of Colorado basketball. AM 760. Boulder's progressive talk. Is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. I'm hoping I still have some calls lined up. I was trying to communicate back with the ranch, but I'm not sure they heard me. 303-713-7600. This is AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I think I already said that. And Jay Marvin is taking some time off this holiday week, so we are filling in for him. And by the way, if you want to find out more about where I am and where I'm appearing, it's AaronHartShow.com. I'm on a station. I'm on stations around the planet, so I'm just check in. I work regularly in Seattle, and I'm filling in a lot. So do check in. I'd love to have you aboard if I can steal you away for a minute. It's 9:06. Thanks again for joining us, Fred in Boulder. I hope you're there and welcome. Thanks for holding, Fred. Okay, maybe Fred isn't there. How about Noah in Arvada?
Hi, Aaron. How are you
I'm
today?
Sorry. Fred? Okay, hi, Noah. Welcome.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
Just to the one guy who was talking about the September 11th stuff a little bit a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the Pentagon that day, and I saw the pieces of a plane on the ground. So there was a plane that hit the Pentagon. You know, whether or not he wants to believe it was a different type of plane, whatever. But I saw the people come in the emergency room because I work as in the emergency field. I was at the Pentagon that day helping out, and pieces of the plane strewn about on the ground. They got cleaned up really quick, so maybe they took pictures afterwards. But, you know, it happened.
Yeah, why did that rumor get started? I mean, there's a whole system of rumors that are out that there was never a plane. I agree with you. That's how it gets started. What else did you want to talk about?
When we're talking about the economy and such like that, you know, everybody talks numbers and such like that, and you can crunch numbers and make them look really good.
Mm-hmm.
But the honest truth is we have to look at what everyday Americans live with and what your children are living with.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody who's 40 years old or 50 years old, the economy's okay for them because they have their house pretty well bought and paid for, and they have a lot of money invested into that. But your children nowadays can barely survive on what they're making for an average hourly wage. If you make, you know, average wage of about $35,000 to $40,000 a year, can you afford to buy a house in the Denver area?
Not these days.
No. I mean,
not
so,
as far as I know.
So are we going ahead as a society? I can't afford to buy a house. I mean, the average house price now is almost $300,000. So that means that if I want to buy a house and just get into even a starter home, which is I can't buy a dump for less than $220,000, that means I have to tie up almost 50% of my pay, maybe 65% or more. So I'm only one paycheck away from oblivion. That means my wife has to work. We'll never be able to raise our children ourselves. We'll always have them in, like, a latchkey situation. So are we as a society moving forward or backwards?
Let me ask you some questions. I mean, Noah, I mean, I have a sister in real estate, so she looked at me when I was making some similar comments, and she said, how about you start with a condo? And that's how I started. And you know, this was several years ago, okay, but they were less. It may not be for you, but there are options that you can have. I mean, if you have a realtor you can trust, you can talk them over with them. I'm not going to, you know, sit and necessarily give you real estate advice
because
I'm certainly not qualified. But
the way things are now is our interest rate is so low, and the amount of wages that people are making are so low, too, that you have to understand when the interest rate readjusts, our housing economy is going to blow up. So unless you can buy something that you're going to be comfortable in for 20 years,
yeah,
don't bother buying a thing right now because the whole housing market is going to blow up.
Well, I would be careful. I would be wary of, and I would make sure I super trusted everyone. I mean, I just got out of an adjustable rate because I read Paul Krugman a couple of years back, and I started worrying about it, and I eventually just decided, you know, I'm going to do it because they're low right now, and I'm going to jump on it if I can. And, you know, I may not make out in the long run, but to me, I feel more peaceful. And so I think a lot of it is just, but I'm worried. I mean, I don't have enough socked away for retirement. I've got a 401k that isn't doing as well as it was, and I wonder what I'm going to do. I mean, thank God I did get into buying houses, but you know, I mean, in the sense of I've had two now, but I've sold one, I bought one.
You have to understand, right now, our whole economy is based off of borrowing and lending. We're not producing anything.
Yeah.
So sooner or later, someone's going to have to pay the piper.
Yep.
And once our interest rate goes up, things are going to go to hell in a handbasket in 2 seconds.
Well, that's part of the problem with having 90. What percentage is it of our economy that is supported by consumers? Is it what, like 80% or 60% is driven by consumers?
And that's being propped up by the housing market,
right?
And cheap loans.
We have people considering taking away our mortgage deductions.
So what happens when that all happens? That means people are not going to be able to take money out of their houses. Right now, what's happening is it's just a giant shell game. And unless we find a way that we can raise the average wage for normal people, our economy is going to go into the tank within about 10 years. And it's going to be something that's on the verge of being a repeat of the Depression.
Japan.
Precisely. You understand what happened in Japan.
I do.
The Japanese collapse of the 90s had everything to do with real estate. And it was the banks that were propping up loans on top of loans on top of loans. And that's exactly what we're doing now. And unless we change something, we are going to see our economy melt down, just like the Japanese Pacific Rim did in 95.
I hope you're wrong, but I'm as worried as you are. I understand.
I hope I'm wrong, too, but the problem is nobody learns from their history, and then we're doomed to repeat it again.
This has been said by people wiser than both of us, and we'll see what happens. Although you're pretty wise, Noah, I wish you well. I hope you and your children and your wife have a better life. See, and that's the problem. They are now predicting that your children, my nephews, my niece, may not do better than we did. And that's scary.
It's going to be a fact. Unless we change the whole direction of this country and we bind together and start caring more about the whole of America and your neighbor, and not just about, you know, you yourself, and we're going to be divided and conquered.
Thank you very much. Noah's totally right. Noah's like a canary. We better listen to his singing. It's 9:12, and I'm Aaron Hart. This is why I like to ask these economic questions now and again, because you see, John, it doesn't matter if on paper you're doing better and the rest of us who need to go shopping in order for you to do well don't. Because I don't know about anybody else, but I curtailed my shopping, and I gave some of it to charity this year because it was better to do that. I mean, even though we're stretched and everything else, I just think it's better to help than to hinder. And the reality is we're at a crux point in terms of the U.S. and the world economy, because everything's in a state of flux right now, and nobody really understands necessarily how it is going to all shake out. But do you feel confident is the question. Do you feel secure? Do you feel as if our country is being managed well? And I do not. I do not. I don't want to pour billions and trillions of dollars into Halliburton's coffers so that they can serve steak and lobster to our troops. Not that I think that our troops don't deserve steak and lobster, but why are we spending money to import all kinds of... Why don't we just serve them lamb chops that are raised in Iraq and leave money there? I don't understand why we need... And by the way, Halliburton isn't hiring locals in Iraq. They're importing Sudanese. They're bringing in their whole illegal, you know, their immigrant situation in order to get cheap labor. So where is the heck is this money going? I mean, you tell me it's good business, and you tell me it's one, and it's not. The reality is we've got to figure out a way to get some industry back here. We need to be developing technologies that will help us with our energy and our industry. And we need to, maybe we may be a service economy, in which case we better pay people enough so that they'll feel like staying in the service economy. It is not going to work unless we have solid underpinnings, and right now we're all built on credit. What is the, I think the average debt load for every American household is $9,000, and that's just credit card debt. That doesn't include mortgages. that's, you know, we've got to change these things. We've got to help. We've got to start saving and making a better life choices for ourselves. But it doesn't mean we need to throw away Social Security. Many of us have been paying 12 to 14% most of our working lives. Those of us who are self-employed have. Cut it out. You're not going to take that from me. It's 9:15. Don in Inglewood, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
How are you, Don?
Good. I'm just calling in regards to health care reform, and I'm coming from an injured worker's perspective. I used to be a CNA, a certified nursing assistant.
Right.
At Porter Hospital.
Gotcha. Know right where that is?
Uh-huh. And because, you know, they were over, you know, it's known that hospitals are overworked and understaffed, right? Well, because I had to work in, you know, these conditions, my knees, the cartilage in my knees is gone. And then, so I had to go on workers' compensation. And they put me at MMI, you know, for a permanent impairment purely based on speculation with no medically determinable impairment, with a 2% impairment rating, and I have not worked in 3 years. I do not qualify for disability because there's no doctor saying I'm hurt, and my future holds being homeless. If I become homeless, I die because I cannot walk. And, you know, if this sort of thing was to stop, if, you know, if they were, these health, you know, the insurance companies, the, you know, if they were, you know, made to perform in a different manner, this would reform Social Security in itself. Because the injured worker would not have to rely on disability.
Thank you very much, Donna, for your call, and I hope your knees improve. Maybe there is something you can do to improve them, and I'm sorry. I don't know what... See, the problem is I don't really know what to say to Donna, and that's a scary part of it, too. It's 303-713-7600, and I'm going to move on because we have to go to a break, Donna, but I wish you well. It's AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look, one of the problems is that we don't have a safety, we're not going to have safety nets for people like Donna anymore, and I don't know the specifics of her case and can't. I'm not a doctor, and unlike Bill Frist, I won't diagnose people over the air. But what I want to talk to you about is, are you feeling you're better off than you were 4 years ago, or 5 years ago, or aren't you feeling the pinch? Tell me the truth. How are you doing? It's 1-303-713-7600-3414.
That's 1-800-300-3414. 1-800-300-3414.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's 9:21 in the morning in the Mile High. Good morning. Thank you for joining us on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. I'll probably say that a lot tonight when I work here. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate filling in for Jay Marvin and being back in my stomping grounds. And Jeff in Summit County, welcome. How are you doing these days?
Oh. We're not doing as good as we used to, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Everybody I talk to is in a cash crunch. Cash flow is at an all-time low for everybody I know. And it's that.
And are you stupid, wasteful, lazy people?
No, no. These are hard, industrial, working people. I mean, my sister's one of them. You know, she's trying to start a business in this economy, and it's very difficult. I have three different businesses. I'm part of hers, and I have a construction business. I wanted to comment on the gentleman earlier, and we're actually trying to start a, you know, another company on top of that. You know, there's just opportunities that we're trying to take advantage of. Well, it's very difficult, but. Besides that, I used to be part of the union. The union in Denver is very, or any union is.
Very what? We lost the word. What did you say? Very what?
Incestuous as far
incestuous.
As.
Incestuous, uh-huh.
Yeah. As far as people that are in the unions right now, they're the largest Hispanic population. I used to work all over the country, natural gas pipelines, and I came back to Denver, tried to get in the union and tried to working, but there's a lot of Hispanics in the union, and that's how you get illegals coming through. Some of the union people, brother, sister, cousin, whatever, make exceptions.
A time-honored tradition in our entire country's history.
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, that's kind of what's happening with the illegal working. Now, as far as immigrants, my grandfather had to stop at Ellis Island. You know, he became an American citizen. And I still think that's the way we should do it. We shouldn't accept the fact that, oh, well, they can just come over here and work. I think people should come over here and work legally. And what's happening is
I think most people agree with you.
Well, the eroding of the tax base. If we don't, what's happening is through all these wire companies, they're sending millions of dollars a week home to Mexico that we don't see taxes on. And it's part of the reason why it's eroding our tax base. The other reason,
and yet
George
they also
Bush
buy a lot
wealthy.
Of things here with sales taxes and everything else, and pay them, and never have any hope of getting them back, like in Social Security. So it's an inequitable system all around. Although theoretically speaking, if they're sending home money to Mexico, they're improving the economy there. But I think the problem is that not enough has been done to float the boat of Mexico, so more people want to stay home and work there.
That's obvious, yeah.
And I've read articles, too, that they don't want to stay home and work there because the jobs aren't as well-paying as here either. And you can't blame them for that, necessarily. You can't blame them.
No,
who I blame
don't.
Are the people who break the law here.
Well,
you know, the people who hire them.
I never have, got on a guy who was trying to better himself and better his position and his family. Never. And that's what I've always done. I'm just a poor farmer.
You know, if our situations were reversed, I'd be running down to wherever I could work to make my family's life better.
Well, the problem is in America that we've let the wealthy who want the people who to clean their rooms for a few dollars cheaper an hour. You know, if they would just pay folks an hourly wage if it's a few dollars extra an hour. That's part of our tax base. That's part of a tax base that's going back into the economy. They have kids here. They have kids in school. They're it's infrastructure. And these are things that are eroding away under a Bush economy and under a Bush philosophy that the trickle-down theory actually works. It doesn't. It never will.
No, and that's always been a myth since Reagan first started trying to sell it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I just wanted to call on a few. You're doing a great job this morning, by the way.
Well,
thank you for being there.
I'm having a great time, and I would love to fill in more often, and I'm very glad to be talking to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. It's 303-713-7600. How are you doing? Are you doing as well? I mean, because my friends are like John. They're not doing as well. They've cut back. I have friends who cut back on some schooling opportunities for their children because they couldn't afford it anymore. We've all, downsized their house. I mean, there are a lot of things that people are doing in order to adjust. And these aren't lazy, shiftless people. These are hardworking people. We've worked hard all of our lives. And now you're telling us what? We're going to eat cat food when we're 80? No. No. 303-713-7600. And if conservatives want proof, and excuse me, I just hit my mic cord. I'm sorry. I've been trying not to do that. I gesture a lot. There was an article a while back in the New York Times that ran a series on people and how they're doing in the economy. And one of the stories that stayed with me the longest was a generational story. And the older man had worked for airplane industry, and he had retired with a pension, and he was driving a decent car. He had a nice house. He had sent his children to college. He wasn't living, in a huge, large, but he had a very nice, substantial middle-class life. And he had a pension, and he had a Social Security, and he had all those things. And his daughters, in the first generation after him, we're already starting to see their dollars erode. Their pensions were canceled. They were doing the same work but getting less for their retirement. They're talking about taking their Social Security away. Many of them couldn't afford. Some people in the next generation couldn't afford to buy their own home. By the time you get to the third generation, they were struggling to get enough money together for school because their parents couldn't contribute as much as he had to his children. This is how it's really happening in middle America. This is the real truth of how it's going on. It's not made up. It's not story time. And an earlier previous caller is absolutely right. A lot of the stuff we're buying is on smoke and mirrors, or also known as credit cards, which are going to get tighter and tighter and tighter because now they can charge you, you know, there was no reform in that bill. There's a Harvard University professor who talks very eloquently about this and her daughter. And I've interviewed her daughter, and they are both very wise and sensible about this. Elizabeth Warren, and her daughter's name escapes me at the moment. But they, you know, just don't believe just me. Look it up yourself. It's 9:28. This is the Jay Marvin Show. Lori in Boulder, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Aaron. Thank you for this discussion this morning. And no, we are not doing better as a family. We're making a lot of adjustments and cutting back where we can. But it's also helping us to recognize that we can't just concentrate on whether our own family is doing better. We have to look and see, is society as a whole doing better? And I think when we start coming on hard times, we have our eyes open to the fact that it's not limited to our family, that this is really a structural problem within society. And it's not limited to this administration. We are such a short-term society. We want to see results very quickly, and that leads to the disinvestment, and it leads to decisions being made that are not in the long-term interest of our country. But I specifically was calling to talk about the immigration discussion that sort of weaved itself through, because I think this is a big part of who we are as a country. We've had an intentionally, in my mind, dysfunctional immigration system for decades now. And I appreciate the fact that you say we can't just go after the immigrants, because they're sort of, to me, the canary in the coal mine that our system is broken because we have so many people here that are unauthorized. But I think we have to be careful about talking about going after the employers, the people who employ them without permission, because we have to understand how complicated our system is. Every employer has to verify the work eligibility of every employee, but they can only do it on a facial validity basis. So if someone is
presented,
and the forged documents are so good, I've seen some of them, and they are not distinguishable, and you have employers that are faced with the problem of discrimination lawsuits if they would go beyond just looking on the face of the documents. So we have a system where there are a lot of employers, I'm sure, that are gaming the system, that no employees are not eligible. And, in fact, we hear of employees that tell their undocumented workers, just go get another name and then I can hire you. So sure, we know that goes on.
Yeah.
But the reality to me is we have good employers that are out there trying to compete against the employers who
I have to jump to a traffic break, but could you hold on, because I'd like to finish your thoughts, because I think you're raising some very good issues, and I want to talk further about it, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Great. It's 303-713-7600. It's AM 760, Boulder's Progressive. We're going to check in with traffic with Bailey, and then we'll be back with Lori and Brian, among others. Hopefully, here's the number once again. Get in now, because we only have about a half hour more together this week in this fill-in stint. It's
as high as today, close to 60. It's 52 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulders.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese, and no one will think any less of you.
Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Hopefully hiring illegal workers.
Right, and the problem is that we currently have a system of immigration that exists outside of our system of law, and we need to figure out a way to bring it back inside that system.
Mm-hmm.
The National Conference on State Legislators hosted a forum, an educational forum for state legislators about 2 weeks ago to talk about our immigration system, and it's very clear that the undocumented system of immigration almost exactly tracks the employment cycle, where our legal system of immigration is a flat line that is way, way below what the needs of business are. And this has been true, I personally believe this has been true throughout the existence of our country. We have always looked for a low-wage or no-wage employment base. And I do favor not a guest worker program. I favor the McCain-Kennedy program that would give rights to people who are here. We don't need more of a system
right.
where employers have a slavery-type system.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen so many people who have been treated as throwaway workers. They come in with fingers missing. And employers that are gaming the system don't get workers' comp for these workers. When they're injured, they are in reality thrown away.
And some of them steal their Social Security payments.
Suppose that's true. They take
Social Security out of their checks, but they don't send it to Social Security. In other words,
well, I suppose that's happened, but there's $500 billion in the Social Security system that's unmatched, and that's pretty well identified as contributions by undocumented immigrants who will never realize those benefits. So they are helping to pay for, you know, my future retirement. That's a half of $1 trillion now. And I'm concerned when I hear people say things like, my grandparents came through Ellis Island, they did it the right way. Because we don't acknowledge that at the same time our parents were coming across the Atlantic through Ellis Island, there was another system for people who came across the Pacific through Angel Island. And we had Chinese exclusion laws in this country that were called by that name. So I'm afraid what has to happen is that American people need to do some deep soul searching of who we are, what are our laws, why do we have a system that requires exploitation of workers. And to me, we need to start with a McCain-Kennedy comprehensive immigration reform and the enforcement of labor laws. If, as your probably earliest caller talked about, people that are in the unions getting union scale, that's perfect, because if someone is getting a union wage,
if they're doing the job, why not? I understand. Yep, absolutely.
No, and even more, that employer has no incentive to hire an undocumented worker if he has to pay the undocumented worker the same rate, and if he has to provide all the benefits. That employer is going to hire lawful workers because there's no incentive, and there's such a risk if you're intentionally hiring undocumented workers.
Thank you. We don't have time to go into every bit, but please call again. You're very wise on this matter, and I appreciate your input and your help. Thank you so much for calling, Lori.
Thank you for your discussion.
Yes, indeed. And she's right. You know, she reminds me, the angel, people think of slavery immediately, because we should and often repent it. But the Angel Island was, the Chinese Exclusion Act was an abomination. There are, I work on a piece up here, and it is about Chinese and Japanese coming into this country. They weren't allowed to bring women over to marry or anything else. They were prohibited. They had to go. Many of them were shipped back without so much as a buy your leave. I mean, Angel Island has the scratchings of a number of people who just wrote in desperation because they were kept out there for months at a time. It is appalling what we've done, and she's right. We need to examine what our history is and where we need to move from here, because we have always exploited the latest arrivals to our shores from the first ones on. It's 303, and the ones who are here, too, come to think of it. It's 303-713-7600. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and now it's time for Brian in Fort Collins. Welcome. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I just had a couple of comments that I think pertain both, you know, me and my wife. We have three children, and I work two jobs. She works one. We pretty much have kind of in the past a couple of years have just, we've seen our savings just evaporate. I mean, she has had to buy groceries on credit cards. I mean, the only choice we have is either that or starve, you know. And, you know, I work in the transportation industry where I see a lot of the elderly. I take them to their appointments and stuff like that. And I see a lot of heartache and a lot of disappointment in a lot of people. And, you know, to hear, I guess, the president come on and say the economy's getting better, we're getting a lot of jobs, I go, well, I guess if you count those of us that are working two and three jobs, I mean, I guess, yeah, you are getting a lot of jobs out there. It's just there's one or two people, you know, with three jobs apiece. I mean, I guess that counts.
I guess it does. Now,
and
do you...
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sure a right-wing Republican would want to ask you this question, so I will. Do you have a big-screen TV? Do you spend money on all kinds of expensive luxuries?
Absolutely not. Actually, we don't even have cable. We don't. We just get the good old rabbit ears out, and whatever we can get, we can get.
Mm-hmm.
And really, we have a little nice, tiny little, I guess, 23-inch. It's probably about 8 years old. So,
yeah.
You know, we basically have just put all our money into pretty much just we do own a home,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, just to even pay the mortgage, pay the, you know, insurance, and pay the
healthcare
bills.
Our
last bill for electricity was, you know, $400, and I mean,
do you have heat? Do you have radiant heat? Is that it, or is it? Do you have electric heat?
Yeah, we have both electric and gas, but I mean, the you know, the electricity has gone up, and so then to solve that problem, it's like those of us that had gas, well, now the gas has gone up, and you know, it's
I shrieked when my bill came yesterday. Yeah, I know. Well, I'm glad you're sharing your story. Thank you so much for being honest and standing up, and thank you for working, and I hope it gets better.
Oh,
I hope it gets better.
Sure
I hope we get sanity back in the White House. And thank you. It's good that you're keeping hope alive. It's 9:42. I'm Aaron Hart. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin. The number to call, 303-713-7600. It's AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Brian and A.
There are great things in the store for you, so why not get a good deal and do a good deed? The Salvation Army, doing the most good.
AM 760, the real 24-7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rowe.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rate supply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
go back to what I think it was Lori that was talking about, and she was talking about the immigration problem and that type of thing. But, you know, it goes back to the way the Republicans, remember your earlier caller that you had to drown him out with Clinton did it, Clinton did it, Clinton did it.
Oh, yeah. I get so sick of that. He unfortunately paid for the last nine people who have done that, but anyway.
it was beautiful, but... But the bottom line of it is they've got these people so conditioned that the Republican Party, I talk to my neighbors all the time, and most of them are Republican, the Republican Party never gets any solutions to anything. They always just give a scapegoat. And Tom Tancredo is working on this beautifully with the immigration thing. Yeah. But I was up in your neck of the woods this summer. We were in Seattle, and then we went up into Canada.
Sure.
Now, when we were in the Pacific Northwest, most of the restaurants we went to, there was a lot of Hispanics working at them and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty part of the Hispanics, a lot of them still speak broken English, or, you know, if they get a chance, they'll listen to a station that speaks Spanish. And they even
Damas y caballeros, nosotros vamos a... Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
I like Spanish radio. Actually, I grew up on it. But anyway, go ahead.
I like to listen to it once in a while and pretend that I can speak Spanish.
It's really lively.
It is. But the bottom line of it is they're not cut in on how the Republicans are inviting them to come here and scapegoating them as well. I mean, like my neighbors, I have some that have businesses, and they hire Hispanics, and... the big thing of it is they love beating them up. But then you'll ask them, well, why do you hire? Oh, they're great workers. Oh, they show up. Oh, they'll work for nothing. And I know darn good and well that they're not paying their workman's comp, and they're probably stealing their Social Security part that they deduct and all that type of thing. And so they're just a complete scapegoat. If you do a historical look on this country, you will find that every immigration group, and you've said this too, so I'm just echoing it, that every group that's came over here that's been underprivileged has been taking the brunt of the criticism of the people that are already here and taking the low jobs, and also getting the blame for all the problems, whether it be crime or taking people's jobs or whatever it is. But the bottom line of it is, when we went to Canada, there were no Mexicans up there working. And it's a simple thing. We didn't pass some great big gigantic walls that you couldn't get into Canada. It was quite easy to get into. But the bottom line of it is, if you don't have a registration card to work up there, you don't get a job up there. It's just that simple. And we're trying to redesign the wheel in this country. And I sympathize with you. I think that they do perform a lot of great things in this country. And people definitely, I mean, they don't come here and get on welfare. They can't, they don't, and they work.
Yeah.
But the bottom line of it is, if we want to correct immigration policy, all we have to do to go to the employers, and my neighbors that employ these illegals, they hate when you start talking about that. You know, they love to just keep talking about the idea of building a wall down between Arizona and Mexico and Texas and all that kind of stuff, because it's just rhetoric that they enjoy. But they know the solution is to come to the employers, fine them. There's already laws on the books, but let's enhance them. Fine these employers and leave the Mexican people alone, because I'll guarantee you, as soon as they can't get a job, the word will get back to Mexico and they'll stop coming.
Yeah.
But, you know, another quick thing I want to say, it's along the same lines. Look at all the groups of people that have came up. And the ones that have persecuted them the worst, usually Republicans, you take the Irish, you take the Italians, and even the Mexican people. Bush got over 40% of the Mexicans to vote for him in 2004 election. And look at the Irish that are voting Republican now. When you know, and the Italians. Look
I
at
don't
Alito.
Get it. No, it's look not, at what's Alito. The matter with Kansas thing?
Yeah,
I don't get
at,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Look at Alito and look at Scalia, you know, the biggest right-wingers that you could ever, you know, so they don't want to be what they've been pointed out to be. It's just amazing.
And they're letting themselves be ruled by a Connecticut Yankee. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yep, it's 9:52, which is somewhat ironical, kind of come to think of it. Ironic, not ironical. I was just kidding. 303-713-7600, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I believe, is Robert in Denver still available? Hello, Robert. Robert? There you are, Robert.
Yes, how are you this morning?
I am well. We heard you chuckling before we heard anything else.
Right. You know, one of the problems with illegal immigration is a lot of the short-term solutions are really goofy, like building a wall. I mean, that makes no sense at all. But, you know, the Denver Post has an editorial this morning. I don't know if you got to read it.
Not yet, but I'm looking it up now.
They have got a goofy idea, too, which are kind of dovetailing on this morning, and that's to have all illegal immigrants go back to their country of origin and try to get a visa. Now, if you or I were an illegal immigrant working in this country, why in the hell would you ever go back to where you came from and take a chance on getting a visa and then take a chance about getting your old job back?
Yeah.
That's goofy, you know? But they've been, are you still there?
Yeah, no, I am. I'm trying to look up the Denver Post, but it's not coming up for me, unfortunately. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's goofy. And I have a goofy idea of my own, which I really think not in our lifetime is going to happen. That Canada, Mexico, and the United States are all going to be one country. And it'll be forced because of globalization. The borders are really just a phony thing right now. They're porous. And I think the name of this new country should be America. You know, a lot of borders, especially in Europe, they've disappeared from even in my lifetime. So, you know, that's something to think about, and I wanted your take on that.
Maybe we'll become the North American Union.
Wouldn't that be great?
In some ways, it would be fabulous. I wouldn't mind it at all, as long as I could go work there. See, because I would love to. I'd love to go up to the talk radio. Is really fun in Canada. I wouldn't mind exploring that for a while. I wouldn't mind doing Damas y Caballeros, nosotros vamos. Except I wouldn't want to live in Mexico City because it's kind of polluted. But I don't know. I guess, yeah, it could be really fun. I mean, I don't know whether people would stand for it. You're giving Tom Tancredo a heart attack, but that's always, you know, kind of fun to think about anyway.
Yeah, really. Maybe John Lennon's words will come true from his song Imagine. We'll all be one people, and we won't hate each other. We'll all get along, not try to pass laws and discrimination. I think it's possible, but it's going to take some work.
Well, I tend to agree with you, and this computer's loading really slowly, but I do see fresh ideas on immigration. The problem is that when you think about it, how are you going to...